looking forward to a ball game here this afternoon, it will send one of these two into the World Series naturally. Now, I think George Kell has the lineups for us, so I'll sit back and check on the records of the pitchers, and we'll be ready to go with the action here from Dodger Stadium in very few minutes now. George, you do have the lineups and the umpires, et cetera, have you not?
Right, Al. I think everything's set up here. For the visiting Giants first, leading off and playing left field today will be Harvey Keene. Batting in the second position and playing second base will be Chuck Hiller. Chuck Hiller will be at second base. Batting in the number three position and playing in right field will be Philip Alou. Alou will be in right field. Batting fourth and playing center field will be the incomparable Willie Mays. Willie Mays in center field. Batting fifth and playing at first base will be Orlando Cepeda. Cepeda will be at first base. Batting sixth and doing the catching will be Ed Bailey. Ed Bailey will be the catcher. Tom Holler, who was injured in yesterday's ball game, reported ready for action today, and it could be that he'll get into the ball game. He is not in the starting lineup, but Dark says he can play if needed. Batting seventh and playing at third base will be Jim Davenport. Davenport at third base. Batting eighth and playing shortstop will be Jose Pagan. Pagan will be the shortstop. And batting ninth and doing the pitching for the Giants today will be a big, tall right-hander, Juan Marichal. Marichal has won 18 and lost 11 this year. For the Dodgers, leading off and playing shortstop will be Maury Wills. Maury Wills, the shortstop. Batting second and playing second base will be Jim Gilliam. Gilliam at second base. Batting third and playing left field will be Duke Snider. Snider in left field, and the captain, Duke Snider, of the Dodgers, had just moved up to home plate along with the four umpires. And here's Whitey Lockman coming out with the lineup for the Giants. Batting fourth and playing at third base today will be Tommy Davis. Davis at third base. Batting fifth and playing first base will be Wally Moon. Moon at first base. Batting sixth and playing right field will be Frank Howard. Howard in right field. Batting seventh and doing the catching will be John Roseborough. Roseborough, the catcher. Batting eighth and playing in center field will be Willie Davis. Davis in center field. And batting ninth and doing the pitching for the Dodgers will be Johnny Padres, a left-hander. The umpires, Bodges, will be behind the plate. Donatelli at first base, Jocko Conlon down at second base, and Al Barlick will be on at third. Well, right now, moving into the mic, all set to bring you the play-by-play is Al Helfer of the Houston Colts. And Al, we picked you up mighty strong in Detroit all summer. You're big in Detroit.
Is that right, George?
Oh, you come in there with a Houston Colt network like gangbusters.
Well, we're very
glad listening to you.
Thank you very much, George. All right, everybody. It's very good to be here with George Kell this afternoon to bring you the final action of the ball game to be played here between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Francisco Giants. We expect an afternoon of baseball that will be nip and tuck all the way, especially when it's being pitched by Johnny Padres and Juan Marichal. These two men know that the pressure is down on their shoulders. Their ball clubs will be depending upon them here this afternoon. Johnny Padres, the would-be New York left-hander, is out on the mound now. Let us set the Dodgers for you defensively. It's the same ball club. Started a ball game yesterday. For the Dodgers at first base will be Wally Moon. At second base, Jim Gilliam. The shortstop will be Maury Wills. At third base, Tommy Davis. Out in left field, the veteran Duke Snider. Despite the fact that his knee has kicked up on him slightly, he's out in left field. In center field, Willie Davis. And in right field is big Frank Howard. Behind the plate, Johnny Roseborough. And out on the mound, the southpaw, Johnny Padres. Johnny getting ready now for his first pitch to Harvey Keene, the leadoff man of the San Francisco Giants. Keene batting at 3-0-3. The pitch in there for strike. So this ball game is on the fire. Johnny Padres, who first began his professional pitching career back in the year of 1951 at Newport News in the Piedmont League. Johnny works fastball to the plate, and that's in there, strike two. The Los Angeles Dodgers, the San Francisco Giants. In 20 ball games played between these two teams, they stand off at 10-10. They're 1-1 here in this series. The pitch swung on by Keene. Line shot to left field, base hit. Snyder over, grabs it on the skip, fires it back in, and Keene is the base runner at first. Johnny Budrys has been touched for the first base hit in the ball game. Budrys, incidentally, has pitched 250 innings of ball this year, and his earned run average is 3.85. He has given up 70 walks and 178 strikeouts he has amassed. Hitting left-handed now is Chuck Hiller, batting at 275, choking up on the handle. The pitch, there's the bunt, pushed down the first base side, and the Dodgers were expecting it. It goes foul. So right away, Alvin Dark and company are trying to get that runner right down to second base and get off and scoring right away. Boy, this certainly was a Donnybrook here yesterday. Believe me, a final score of 8-7. People went home from here yesterday, hoarse but happy. Harvey Keene takes his lead at first base now. Hitter up at the plate. Squares off to bump this ball, and he does out in front of the plate. It's going to be played by Roseborough. His only chance is to go to first. Gilliam covers first base, takes the dive. The sacrifice works, and Keene moves down to second base. So Chuck Hiller will not be counted as a time at bat on this one. Billy Palou, the right fielder, coming up now. This fellow has been a tower of strength, too, for the San Francisco Giants. This year, he has batted at 316 for them. He has 25 home runs and 98 runs driven in. He's a right-hand hitter standing deep at the plate. Overly close stance, with his left foot forward to the plate, holds that bat way down by the knob. Harvey Keene is the runner at second base. Andres checks him over the shoulder, delivers a curveball that's slammed foul into the ground for strike one. No balls and one strike. Following Alou, we'll have the big guy, Willie Mays. Johnny Padres, who is no stranger to the pressure and the tension that rests on his shoulders right now. He's an old pro. He's been out there a long time. Down comes the pitch. Right in off the hips. One ball and one strike. Johnny Padres has pitched in 5 World Series games with the Dodgers. In 53 and 55, when they were the Brooklyn Dodgers, he appeared in ball games for them. And as the Los Angeles Dodgers in 1959, Johnny pitched in 2 games in that World Series. So Johnny knows what it is to be out there when the chips are down. Behind the plate, Johnny Roseborough pops him as a target. Down comes the pitch. Swung on and beaten down into the ground again. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. For Philly Palou, the outfield has fanned around the left and playing him deep. The hole in the outfield is in right center, 390 feet to the right center wall. Gilliam, playing at second base, is pulled over behind second almost for this right-hand hitter, and he's playing back on the rim of the outfield grass. Needless to say, the left side of the Dodger infield is deep. Keene at second. The pitch to the plate, taken on the inside, down across the shoes. 2 balls and 2 strikes. In case you just hooked up with us, the NBC microphones are here again today at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California. The ball game has started with Keene having singled to left field, Hiller sacrificing him down to second. He is at second base right now. Up at the plate is Philly Palou. His count is 2 balls and 2 strikes, and there is no score. Johnny Padres on the mound for the Dodgers. Comes set. Delivers fastball. Swung on. Broken bat. Hit right back to the mound. Padres turns, throws over to first base to Moon. As Keene holds a second. So there are 2 outs here in the top half of the first inning. That brings on Willie Mays, who leads the majors in home runs with 49. Has 140 runs driven in. And batting at 304. Willie Mays digging in. Mays in yesterday's ball game had 1 base hit, and that came in the 8th inning. He did not score any runs, nor did he drive any in. He flied twice to center, fouled out to the catcher, forced a man, and singled to left his last time up. So he was 1-4-5 yesterday. Right-hand hitter, many times has been called the meal ticket of the San Francisco Giants. Johnny Padres is ready, comes set, looks at Mays, delivers to him, fastball, ripped in there for a strike. Johnny Padres is going in this ball game, ladies and gentlemen, on 2 days' rest. Drysdale yesterday gave all he had. He was a tired pitcher. Jack Sanford had to go out after five innings. Jack had been suffering from flu, but went yesterday for his ball club, went as far as he could. Padres fastball inside. Mays jumping back to take it right across the knees. The count is one ball and one strike. For Mays, the outfield fan, the left playing deep. And here in this brilliant California sunshine, we have very little breeze blowing. What we do have is blowing out towards center field. Harvey Keene, with two out, is still on at second base in this scoreless ball game. Johnny Pundras takes his sign from Johnny Roseboro. The left-hander goes to the stretch and comes set. Checks his runner. Delivers the plate fastball. Punch foul off to the right of the plate. Back into the second tier out of play. One ball, two strike count on Willie Mays. Should Willie get on, we'll have Orlando Cepedo. Orlando, the first baseman of the San Francisco Giants. Andres with his right hand on his knee, leans forward, gets his sign. Roseboro wigwags him to him. And then time is called. They can't seem to get together on the signals, and Roseboro trots out to the mound and have a talk with Padres. We're in the top half of the first inning here at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California. It has come right down to the very last wire. Ball club that wins this one. We'll meet the New York Yankees starting tomorrow in the World Series. See the commissioners here looking on at this one this afternoon. Now for the 1-2 delivery. An overhand fastball swung on by Willie Mays and popped foul. That one's back to the crowd out of play. One ball, two strikes on Willie. Wide spread eagle stance with his right-hand hitter. He spreads himself out pretty well in batter's box. Harvey Keene takes a pretty good-sized lead at second base. It's a scoreless ball game. Top of the first inning, two outs. Padres delivers a soft curve ball. Is hammered right back to the mound. Check swing. The goal to the first base is fine. Well, that ball was Willie Mays. Tried to check his swing, but couldn't. He tapped it back to the mound, and Padres got him. No runs. There was one base hit. There were no errors, and one man was left on. So the score at the end of half an inning. It's the Giants nothing, and the Los Angeles Dodgers are now coming to bat. And now, here is a message from our sponsor.
They're due advanced thinking at Studebaker. Advanced thinking puts you years ahead. Advanced thinking, we're first with the beaker. Studebaker's thinking ahead. Advanced new Avanti, brand new dream car.
Advanced new cruiser, spanking new.
Advanced new Lark,
advanced Hawk too. The ride of the future is waiting for you. Studebaker's first with disc brakes of the future. New supercharged power for safety and fun.
First with the flare of tomorrow too.
The drive of the future is ready for you. Advanced thinking from Studebaker. First with the future and ready for you.
Ready for you now at your Studebaker dealers, the cars with advanced thinking. This is introduction week. Your Studebaker dealer invites you to come in and drive the cars with the exclusive features of tomorrow from Studebaker or 63. We move into the last half of inning number one here now. The Los Angeles Dodgers get their first whack at it. They'll be facing right-hander Juan Marichal.
This fellow's a pretty good pitcher.
Marichal has won 18 this year and has lost 11. As George Gell has already told you, he's 3-1, three wins, one loss with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and 6-4 with them on a lifetime. Mari Wills, the switch hitter, is the first man up, batting left-handed, hitting a 296. Marichal comes to him with an overhand curve and drills it in there for the strike. Jim Davenport is up shallow at third base. Orlando Cepeda is up shallow at first base. They're expecting Wills might be trying to bunt his way on. He's the scat back on the base pass, and they don't want him to get there if they can keep him off. Pitches hit right back to Mound. Off the bare hand of Marichal is after that, but it throws wild at first base. Larry Wills is going on to second base, and that's where he'll stay at second base. charge will the pitcher. However, Mari Wills will capture first base on the base hit. A wrap off the bare hand of Juan Marichal, and his wild throw finally trying desperately to get Mari Wills at first base puts Mari on second for the first error in the ballgame. So here we go. Marichal is charged with the error. Right away, he's in trouble here in the last half of the first inning. He's given up the first hit to the L.A. Dodgers, and Alvin Dark comes off the mound to see if Marichal is all right. He tried to field that ball with his bare right hand. And as we used to say back home, give the devil his due. The young fella undoubtedly had a stinging right hand when he fielded that ball finally and made his throw to first base. Alvin Dark is questioning Marichal, and apparently he's all right. He wants to keep on going. Juan Marichal first started pitching in the States in 1958 at Michigan City Midwest League. Came from Springfield and Tacoma to the San Francisco Giants. He was born down in Laguna Verde in the Dominican Republic. He's 24 years old. Will be 25 on the 20th of this month. He pitches now to Jim Gilliam, who swings on the first pitch and pops it up. Back by second base. Hiller calls for it and grabs it. So there's the first out. Gilliam wandered up there batting at 273. Now comes the veteran Duke Snider. Duke Snider standing up there. The Duke playing his 80th ball game for the Dodgers this year, sitting at 271. He has five home runs, 30 runs batted in. Mari Wills' lead at second base is short. Pagan, the shortstop, is in behind him. The pitch to the plate swung on by the Duke and popped up in foul ground. This will come back over the net and out of play. Setting the Giants for you here defensively in the last half of the first inning, Cepeda is at first base. Chuck Hiller is your second baseman. Jose Pagan is at shortstop. At third is Jim Davenport. Out in left field is Harvey Keene. The center fielder, Willie Mays. And in right field, Philippe Bailou. Bailey is behind the plate. Ed Bailey, Marichal pitching. He does this time, and it's swung on. There's a high pop up for the mound. Coming on is Jim Davenport, the third baseman. Calls for it, and he's got it. Turns around to make sure that Mari Wills doesn't try to dig for third base. So there are two outs here in the last half of the first inning of this very important ball game. Mari Wills, who singled off the pitcher's bare right hand and moved on to second base on the error throw at first base by Marichal, is riding at second, representing the possible first run in the ball game. If you recall, in the top half of the first inning, the Giants got Harvey Keene to second, but he died there with one out. Philippe Lou hit back to the mound, and so did Willie Mays. Willie Mays hit back to the mound on a check swing. He was trying to check up on a change-up curve that had been thrown to him, and he tapped it back to the mound. So Padres had gotten out of his first inning, and now Marichal is trying to wade around in hot water here and get out of the last half of the first inning. Jim Davenport goes deep now at third base. Pagan goes deep at shortstop and allows the Wills to take a couple of steps lead with this big right-hand hitter up there. Leading the league at 344 is Tommy Davis, with 26 home runs and 151 runs driven in. He leads in that department, too. There's the attempted pickoff, or the start of one. The throw is not made from the mound, however, as Mari Wills went diving back in on his stomach. Yesterday, on his 30th birthday, he stole his 101st base this year and also scored the winning run. Marichal delivers, and Davis takes a cut at it and fouls it back. No balls and one strike. That's the count on Tommy Davis. He'll be followed by Wally Moon, should he get on. So both sides have had a threat here in the first inning. The Giants could not cash in on theirs. Let's see what the Dodgers can do with their opportunity. Mari Wills leading at second base now, taking a pretty good size lead. Both the second baseman and the shortstop are pinching in on him to keep him close. Marichal stretches, comes set, checks the runner. Delivers now to Davis. An overhand pitch that's outside. One ball and one strike. Marichal throws the slider. His curveball sinks pretty well. He's one of the few guys I can remember in the league left It goes into the big stretch and the big windup. Then comes the pitch. It's her right across the fists. Oh, it's one ball, two strikes now. Marshall never gives you the impression that he's pitching in a hurry. His movements are all very deliberate. Hiding that ball behind his back, he takes his sign up. Med Bailey looks down at Tommy Davis, the right-hand hitter, standing just off the plate. Looks at Wills at second base now. Checks him as he comes set. Rares back, delivers. The pitch is swung on and popped out into very short left field. The shortstop back, Pagan, has it, and the inning is over. Well, that's it here in the last half of the first inning. No runs. There was one hit. There was an error. And there was one man left on. So the score at the end of one full inning of play. It's the Giants nothing, and the Dodgers have nothing. Well, the chips are down here in Los Angeles today, and Schlitz is happy to again be your host. When good things happen, Schlitz is always on hand. So settle back and enjoy a friendly glass of Schlitz. No question about who the winner will be when you get together with Schlitz. Real gusto in a great light beer.
Let's get together with a glass of Schlitz. That great light beer from Schlitz. Get that real gusto only Schlitz has got.
From the creamy white collar
to the very last drop. So let's get together with a glass of Schlitz. A friendly glass of Schlitz. Real gusto in a great light beer.
Schlitz, the Joseph Schlitz Brewing Company, Milwaukee and other cities.
So there's no scores. We go into the top of the second. Cepeda will lead off and here's out.
All right, George, all set to go here. Orlando Cepeda hitting a 306 with 35 home runs and 113 runs driven in. A right-hand batter, overly close stance, stands way deep in plate. It's about as deep in batter's box as law will allow. Fastball fired to him by Padres is over for the strike. Johnny Padres, who has won 15 this year and lost 13. Only one time has he beaten the San Francisco Giants, and three times they have tabbed him. Padres is ready now. Delivers overhand fastball, swung on and hit out into very short right center field. Second baseman Gilliam under it makes the tag. Well, one away here in the top half of the second inning. Scoreless ball game. That'll bring on Ed Bailey. We should like to remind you once again, everybody, that throughout the afternoon, the NBC network will follow the orbital flight of Commander Sherrill, and we'll bring you all of the latest information, even if it necessitates our cutting in and out of the ball game to do so. Sure you'll want to know just as much about that gentleman as you do about the men who are playing ball here. Curveball to Ed Bailey is in there for the strike. The ball is one strike. Bailey batting at 228, 17 home runs and 45 runs driven in. In rides a pitch to Eddie. It's low. One ball and one strike. Bailey played in the first ball game in this playoff series up at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. Had one hit. Swings on this pitch and hits it down to the right side. Wally Moon digs it out of the dirt at first base. Steps on first. That's all for Bailey. Two up, two down here in the top half of the second inning of this scoreless ball game. And that'll bring along Jim Davenport, who has been dropped down to hit in the number seven position. Yesterday, Davenport hit in the number two spot. Was up six times and had a pair of base hits and one run driven in. Right-handed batsman. 297 is his batting percentage. He has 14 home runs and 57 runs driven in. Padres feeds him the fastball, and that's inside for ball one. The plate umpire here this afternoon, Dusty Bogus. Augie Donatelli at first base. At second is Jocko Conlon, and in third is Al Bartlett. The coach is here for the Giants this afternoon. Westrum at first, Lockman at third. Soft curve offered to the plate. It's low, and Davenport's count now goes to two balls and no strikes. Johnny Padres, who on the 30th day of September became 30 years old. Here comes the pitch, low and on the inside. So Johnny's gotten behind here to Davenport on a 3-0 count. There are two outs here in the top of the second inning. There are no base runners for the Giants, and there is no score in the ballgame. Lucas rears back now, comes in with a fastball and lays it down the pike. Count is 3-1. First ball game, very fine ball game as far as Billy Pierce was concerned. He pitched a magnificent game for the Giants at Candlestick. Pitch is swung on and makes it 2. That's a 3-2 count now on Jim Davenport. Billy Pierce pitched a fine three-hitter and won it 8-0, first ball game. And in yesterday's nip-and-tuck affair, the Giants used 8 pitchers to the Dodgers' 5 before the ball game went to the Dodgers' 8-7. High fly ball hit the center field. Davis should have this one easily, and he does. Rookie card to center. Nothing to cross here in the top half of the second inning as the Giants go quietly, and the score at the end of an inning and a half. San Francisco 0, and Los Angeles 0. And now, here is a commercial message.
Howdy, folks. This is Art Baker. I want to tell you about one of the most unusual products I've ever used. It's called STP, a special oil concentrate developed in Germany and now made in America. STP blends with your oil and coats every moving part of the engine with a film of the slipperiest oil you can imagine, reducing friction to almost nothing, giving you more usable power. What makes STP so special is that after people use it, they notice such an improvement in their car's performance that they go out and brag on it, just as I'm doing now. The wonders of STP were discovered by race and sport car enthusiasts interested in more speed. Then truck operators noticed how much better and longer their equipment operated after it had been added to their oil. And now motorists looking for more compression and power are also discovering STP. I hope you'll try a pint of STP yourself and end up bragging like the rest of us. Available at service stations, garages, and car dealers everywhere. STP, just $1.35 per pint.
Now we go into the bottom of the second inning. There's no score in the ballgame. Each team with one hit. The Giants have committed one error. Wally Moon, the first baseman, will be leading off for the Dodgers. Here's Al.
All right, George, Wally Moon stepping up to the plate here, batting a 245. He's appearing in his 95th ball game for the Los Angeles Dodgers this year. This left-handed batter with a 245 average has 4 home runs and 31 runs driven in. Juan Marichal starts his motion, kicks and throws. Moon takes, that's low. 1-0. Up shallow at third base with a left-hand hitter up there is Jim Davenport, the right side of the infield deep. However, Cepeda at first is not playing duty. He's playing about midway back. Overhand curveball is swung on by Moon and popped up in foul ground off the first base side. Across comes hitter, back goes Cepeda. Cepeda calls for it, and Cepeda in foul ground makes the catch. Well, Moon is out of there. Here's the first out in the last half of inning number 2. Here's the big guy for the Los Angeles Dodgers. 6'7", 250-pound Frank Howard. And when he steps up there with that bat, it looks like a toothpick in his hand. He stands away from the plate, sort of catty-cornered across it, left foot forward to the plate, and steps into the pitches in order to get more power. Marichal is ready, delivers to him, and the curve stays high. And when you pitch high to this guy, it's way upstairs. 1-0. Count on Frank Howard. 1 out, the base is empty, bottom of the second inning, no score. Marichal, the right-hander, going against Johnny Podres, the left-hander. Outfield fan to the left, they're playing deep. Marichal delivers 1-0. Howard swings on it. Grass covered to shortstop. A guy up with it. Throws on to first base to Cepeda. And that's all for Howard. He's out from short to first. And that'll bring up Johnny Roseboro. Catcher Johnny Roseboro hits left-handed and stands deep at the plate and guards it from behind. He crowds up on it somewhat. He's batting a 251. He has hit 7 home runs. Swings on the first pitch and pops it up. Out in very short right field goes Chuck Hiller, the second baseman. Under it, makes the catch. And that's all for the Dodgers here in the last half of the second inning as they go bang, 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 right down in order. Nothing across. And a score at the end of 2 full innings of play now. It's the Giants 0. The Dodgers have 0. Now, here's a message from our sponsor.
Let's get together with a glass of Schlitz. That great light beer from Schlitz.
That made Milwaukee famous simply because it tastes so good.
Real gusto with a great light beer.
The Joseph Schlitz Brewing Company, Milwaukee and other cities.
Before we pick up the action here in the top half of the third inning, we pause 30 seconds for station identification.
This is WGY, the General Electric Station, Schenectady.
Top half of inning number three. Jose Pagan, the shortstop, up for his first time, tries to bunt the first pitch and fouls it away to the right. Oh, strike one. Pagan, a 256 hitter and a right-handed batsman, has hit seven home runs this year, 57 runs driven in for San Francisco. We have all the earmarks of a tight ball game in which runs may possibly be as scarce as hen's teeth here this afternoon. They'll be playing this one right down to the nubbin. Johnny Padres, the left-hander, doing the pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Rares back, delivers 0-1 to the plate, swung on and lined in the left field for a base hit. Snyder has the ball now and fires it back in to Mari Wills, who goes out to make the relay. And Jose Pagan is on. Rifle shot to left field. That'll be hit number two off Padres. Both hits have been to left field. Harvey Keene opened the ball game in the first inning by blasting one into left field on a line shot, and Pagan has just duplicated that. Now here is Juan Marichal. This fellow is not a bad hitting pitcher. Very businesslike up at the plate. He's had 20 base hits in 87 times up, a percentage standing of .230. He's hit no home runs, however, but he does have 10 runs driven in for the ball club. Juan Marichal, a right-hand hitter, stands about midway in batter's box all the way around. Padres checks him. They're expecting the bunt. The throw to first base, that's just to keep Pagan close. He wasn't going much of anywhere. Tommy Davis is shallow at third. He's already creeping in. Down comes the pitch. There is the attempted bunt. It's popped foul down the first base side. Wally Moon almost had a chance for it, but had overran the ball, and it drops untouched for a strike. So the count is no balls, one strike on Juan Marichal. He, of course, is hitting number nine in the San Francisco order. He'll be followed by the leadoffer, Harvey Keene. Johnny Padres comes set now. See what Marichal is going to do on this pitch. He squares off, does bump this one back toward the mound. Johnny Padres plays it. He goes back to second base and throws the ball away. Getting up and moving on into third base is Pagan. So it was the choice of Johnny Padres to fire that ball back to second base to Mari Wills in an attempt to get Pagan moving down to second base. And Johnny threw it away for an error. Now, both errors in this ball game have been charged to the pitchers. Marichal has one, now Padres has one. Well, Marichal becomes a base runner at first base on the fielder's choice. Pagan moving all the way around to third base on Johnny Padres' throwing error. Pagan at third base now. Marichal at first. Here's Harvey Keene. He's had one base hit today, a single to left field. Padres delivers to him, bucks it across the outside corner, knee high for the strike. This could or could not be the turning point in this ball game. Marichal at first, Pagan at third. In comes the pitch to Keene. The soft curve is lined in the left field for a base hit. Pagan comes in easily to score. Marichal goes to second to hold on. Snyder up for the ball, throws into Mari Wills. So the 0-0ness has been broken. Give Harvey Keene the run driven in, his 68th of the year. That's hit number three, run number one given up now by Pudders. Marshall is on at second base, and Chuck Hiller, the Giants' second baseman, is coming up to bat. Prior to this ball game today, the determination that you could read on the faces of the ball players very readily be seen. And the fans here this afternoon have been surprisingly quiet. Everyone's sitting around in anticipation, and well, they might. Andres is ready now. Looks back at second. Then delivers the plate. There's the attempted bunt missed and the throw by Roseboro back to try to pick Marshall off at second base. It's thrown high and Marshall comes all over to third base with Willie Davis firing back into the plate to make sure he doesn't try to come around and score. So Roseboro will be charged with an error allowing Marshall, whom he had picked off. Marshall was moving. His throw allows Marshall to come over to third base. Harvey Keene played it close. He stayed right at first. He didn't move. So the Dodgers now have two errors. Runners at first and third. The pitch is swung on. There's a fly ball hit into left field. Duke Snider coming in for it. The tag up at third. Marshall will not try. Snider throws in the cutoff play. And they have the runner between first and second in the horsey. They throw by Gilliam. Hits the runner in the back. Marshall scores. The throw to the plate is not in time. Snider and Marshall bluffed coming in. He wasn't going to bother. He started to duck back into third base. The cutoff play was made by third baseman Tommy Davis, and he threw up to Gilliam as they had Keene in a horsey between first and second. And then Gilliam grabbing the ball, throwing it back to first base to Moon to cover there, hit Gilliam in the back, or hit Keene in the back. And Keene got back safely to first base, and on the rundown, then Marshall came on in to score. We'll check up with the official score and see how he's going to score this one. Second run is in here in the third inning. The pitch is swung on and hit up the middle into center field by Alou for a base hit. Here comes the throw into third base, and it gets away from Tommy Davis. Back it up is Padres, and runners lined up at second and third. So Alou singles up the middle. Harvey Keene moves around to third base. On the throw in, Billy Alou moves down to second. Walter Alston comes off the bench charging. That'll be hit number four given up by Padres. We're still waiting for the official scorer's verdict as to whether an error or an error will be charged to Gilliam on the throw to first base. Right now, the totals read on the board. The Giants, three runs. Correction, two runs, four hits, and one error. And for the Dodgers, no runs, one hit, and two errors. We do know that one error has been charged to Padres, one to Roseboro on the overthrow of second base. And we'll see now if they're going to charge another error. Well, as soon as the information comes over, we'll give it to you. But right now, rest assured it is 2-0 in favor of the San Francisco Giants on four base hits. An error is being charged. An error is being charged to Jim Gilliam as we had expected. So the run, Marshall scores on that error. And also, Harvey Keene was allowed his life at first base on that error. So that will be the third error in the ballgame for the Dodgers. Up at the plate, Willie Mays, and he's being intentionally walked. Intentionally passed. So that'll load him up. Willie Mays at first base on the intentional base on balls. That'll bring on Orlando Cepeda, the first baseman. Billy Alou is on at second base. Harvey Keene is on at third base. So the bases are loaded. with only one out here in the top of the third inning. Two runs have come scampering across the plate on three base hits. There have been two errors in the inning for the Los Angeles Dodgers. One charge to Roseboro and one charge to Jim Gilliam. Padres, with his back to the wall now, starts his motion, delivers dissipated, the pitch is swung on and fouled away, right up the third base side. Down in the bullpen for the Los Angeles Dodgers, looks as though we're going to have some activity. Probably will be Eddie Roebuck if he starts actually to throw. Orlando Cepeda, 0 for 1 in this ball game. He popped up to second base in the second inning. At game time, he was hitting at 306. The bases are loaded. Harvey Keene at third. Billy Palou at second. Mays is on at first, having been intentionally passed. Of course, the L.A. Dodgers are hoping for the opportunity of a double play. Padres is ready now. Comes set. Delivers. The pitch is swung on and hit down to Gilliam. He goes to second to Wills for one out to throw on the first. Double play. Wheel with the bat against these Los Angeles Dodgers all year long, and particularly here in this stadium, has just hit in with a double play from Gilliam to Wills and on the moon at first base. Erasing Willie Mays on the front end of the double play, two men were left on. Two runs on three base hits, two errors, two left, and the score at the end of 2 1/2 innings of play. It is the Giants 2, and the L.A. Dodgers have nothing.
Well, the Giants picking up two runs here in the top of the third to go out in front 2-0. As the Dodgers committed three big errors in the third inning, so they have their backs to the wall as they come to bat here in the bottom of the third inning. Willie Davis, the center fielder, will lead off, and here's Al.
All right, George, here is Willie Davis with his .286 batting average, 21 home runs, and 85 runs driven in. He hits left-handed. Swings on the first pitch by Marichal and doesn't get it. Davis standing back in now. Padres will follow. No one cranking up in the bullpen for the Dodgers. Marshall delivers. Soft curveball. Hit off the end of the bat down to third base. Davenport up with it. Throws on to first base to Cepeda. And that's all for Willie Davis. One up, one out. Last half of the third inning. Ball game that has the Giants leading 2-0. Johnny Padres coming up the bat. Johnny hitting left-handed, batting at 163. He has hit one home run this year and has five runs driven in. He's had 14 base hits for 86 times up. Hitting left-handed, he backs off from a fastball, and it's ripped in there for the strike. No ball, one strike count. Pitch to the plate, one line, hit down across the carpet to second. Hiller gobbles it up out of the dirt, throws on to Cepeda at first base, and Padres is down. Two up, two down in the bottom of the third inning. Batter coming up now will be Wills. Mari Wills. Mari Wills came up in the top half as the top batter in the last half of the first inning. Leadoff man smashed one back off the bare hand of pitcher Juan Marichal. Got first base on the base hit. And Marichal fielding the ball threw wild at first base, allowing Wills to go to second, but that's all the farther Wills got. Gilliam popped up, Snyder did, and so did Tommy Davis. Marichal delivers. Wills takes the pitch high. One ball and no strikes. Last half of inning number three. Two outs. The base is empty. The Giants lead it 2-0. Marichal delivers a fastball. Ripped up the middle. Into the center field. Firing the ball back in, and Wills is on with the second base hit given up by Marichal. Jim Gilliam, who committed one of the three errors in the top half of the third inning, is coming up to the plate now. The three errors in the third inning, in case you're keeping score with us, were charged to Gilliam, to Roseboro, and to pitcher Padres. We held up on our call and air on Gilliam until the official scorer had given us his verdict of it. Jim Gilliam. He popped up to second baseman Hiller back in the first inning, his first time up. He's a switch hitter, batting left-handed. Our Shaw, Texas runner at first, delivers the plate. Pitch is taken by Gilliam, a little high, ball one. One ball and no strikes. Two to nothing. That's how the Giants are leading it here in this third and final game in the playoff. Marshall's pitch is high as... Why, well, strike. There's a throw down. They do not get him. He has thrown his 102nd. Maury Wills on a delayed steal is actually what it amounted to. Set sail way after the pitch was made and was able to get there for his 102nd stolen base. He's on at second, and the count of the plate to Gilliam is two balls and no strikes. Marshall is ready now. Picks that runner at second, delivers the plate. Gilliam takes. All right, that's ball three. Marwell's playing it rather close to the vest now. Takes a short lead at second base. Marshall delivers 3-0. In there for the strike. Another count on Jim Gilliam now. It's three balls and one strike. There are two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. The Dodgers trying to make a move here. They're behind by two runs. The Giants have two runs and four hits. The Dodgers, no runs on two hits. The Dodgers have committed three errors so far, and the Giants have committed one. Marshall, travel of the river, now is up on it, comes set. Pitches the plate to Gilliam and swung on. There's a line shot out in the left field corner. That's very trouble. It's foul. Close foul by about 5 or 6 feet. Jim Gilliam going to the opposite field. It's a foul ball down the left field line. His count now will be three balls and two strikes. Back delivers, pitch is swung on by Gilliam and caught that in the right field. Billy Ballou should have no trouble with this one at all. He's got it. That's the guy's aside. Gilliam flies to right field, and that's it. No runs, one hit, one stolen base, no errors, one man left on. The score at the end of three innings of play. The Giants two and the Dodgers have nothing. Now, here's a message from our sponsor.
Because it tastes so good.
The Joseph Schlitz Brewing Company, Milwaukee and other cities.
Now here's a report on the space flight of Commander Shiraz.
Space officials at Cape Canaveral have given astronaut Walter Shiraz instructions for his retro rocket fire, which will bring him out of orbit and back to Earth. He is now set to fire his retro rockets at 2:06 Pacific Daylight Time, or in less than 15 minutes. NBC Radio will have a news special tonight on the space flight over most of these stations. Ray Cullen, NBC News, Los Angeles.
Up at the plate here in the fourth inning, Ed Bailey. And he swings on the second pitch and hits a foul off his own foot. One ball and one strike is a count on Bailey, the first man up here for the Giants in the top half of the fourth inning. They're leading in the ballgame 2-0. The Giants two runs on four hits. And one error. In three innings of play, they have stranded three. And for the L.A. Dodgers, no runs, two hits, three errors. Padres delivers. The pitch is swung on. A line shot to second. Gilliam's got it. There's the first out. O'Bailey, left-hand hitting catcher, is 0 for 2 this afternoon now. That brings on Jim Davenport, right-hand hitting third baseman. Davenport, 297 at game time, has gone 0 for 1. He retired to side in the second inning with a fly ball to center field to Willie Davis. Now here's Jim digging in. He's hit 14 home runs this year, 57 runs driven in. Crouch is over, swings on the first pitch. It's a high pop foul off the first base side. Moon to the stands. Might have room. He does have room and makes the catch. So three pitch balls, there are two men out here in the top half of the fourth inning in a ball game that apparently is going to be moving along pretty rapidly. Yesterday's ball game setting a record for play, 4 hours and 18 minutes. Boy, that was really something. 8-7, the final score, and that brought the Dodgers back on an even footing with the Giants. Each side now has won one ball game in this three-day, three-game playoff. Here is Jose Pagan. He singled the left field in the third and scored a run. Takes a curve for a strike. No balls and one strike now. The count on Jose Pagan, hitting number 8 in the Giant order. Two down and the base is empty. Rodgers pumps and delivers. The pitch, a slow curve, is a little low. One ball and one strike. Should Pagan get on, we'll see Juan Marichal again. Rodgers delivers one and one. Pagan attempting to bunt, suddenly realizes the pitch is low and checks up, takes the pitch low for ball two. So the count is 2-1 now on Jose Pagan. Right-hand hitter, feet wide spread apart. Covers a lot of space for a little guy. Swings on his pitch, and there's a line fell into left field for a base hit. Snyder packs up and plays it off his chest. Throw comes into Mari Wills. And Pagan is on. That gives him 2 for 2. Both of them spiked in the left for singles. That'll be hit number 5, given up by Padres. Juan Marichal coming up there. He was a runner in the third inning on a fielder's choice, and that had charmed life as he moved around on a single. A throwing error by Roseboro, and then an error on a play on a horsey, a run down at first base, when Gilliam threw the ball into Harvey Keene's back and allowed Marichal to score from third. So here's Marichal now hitting right-handed. 0-1 here this afternoon. Rodgers comes to him with a curveball, and it's lined into left field for a base hit. Going down to second is Pagan, and he'll hold on there. Hit number 6, given up by Padres. Now we might have some activity down in the Dodgers bullpen. We'll keep an eye on it. Wouldn't be a bit surprised that if we do have any action down there, it will be Eddie Roebuck. He's the mainstay in their bullpen. Coming up to bat now is Harvey Keene. He's been up twice, and twice he has singled the left field. So he owns 2 of the 6 hits of Padres, or 1/3 of the crop. Padres works to him with a fastball, and that's inside, right off the chest. One ball and no strikes. 2 outs, 2 on. Top of the fourth inning, the Giants leading it over the Dodgers, 2-0. They picked up 2 runs on 3 base hits, 3 Dodger errors in the third inning, and they left 2 men on. Pagan leads at second. The pitch to the plate. Keene is over, right at the knees for the strike. Yesterday afternoon here at Dodger Town, we had a paid attendance of 25,321. We'll be in that neighborhood again today, I believe. Perhaps a few more. Now the pitch to Harvey Keene. Fastball, and he pokes it back foul into the crowd, back of the netting. 1-2 count. Tall right-hand hitter. Slightly closed stance, almost straight away to the pitcher. Down comes the pitch to him. It's swung on and hit back foul to the screen again, and the count rides along at 1-2. Here in the top half of the fourth inning, Bailey lined out to Gilliam, and Davenport fouled out to first baseman Wally Moon, and then Jose Pagan got his second base hit. As he lined into left field for a single, Marichal looped one into left for a single, moving Pagan down to second base. So that's the scene here right now in the top half of the fourth inning. Pagan the runner at second, Marichal at first. Harvey Keene up there with a count of 1-2. 2-0 the score in favor of the Giants over the Dodgers. Johnny Butters. Left-hander comes set now. Checks his runner, delivers the plate, pitches swung on, and popped up. In foul ground goes Roseboro, the catcher. He should have this. Under it makes the catch. That's because the side here. And they top half of inning number four. A threat by the Giants, but no runs on the two hits. Two men were left on, and there were no errors in the inning. A score at the end of 3.5 innings of play remains the Giants 2, and the Dodgers have nothing. Now, here's a message from our sponsor.
Look to here. Look
at
there.
At the Lark Daytona Wagoneer.
Here's something for you to see. It's the swingest wagon that'll ever be.
You've never seen any car to compare.
With the brand new Lark Daytona Wagoneer.
The roof slides open in a flash.
The step drops down, you step in. The sky is the limit in this wagon. The Lark Daytona Wagoneer, Wagoneer. Makes other wagons obsolete. Features of the future, Wagoneer is hard to beat. Wagoneer is moving out fast. It's got more zip.
It's got more class.
The one car that's beyond compare. The Lark Daytona Wagoneer.
The Wagoneer, the greatest news ever in station wagons. Slide the roof open and enjoy three cars in one. Family sedan, fun-filled convertible, utility wagon. See it now. It's in production week at your Studebaker dealers. Now we move along into the last half of the fourth inning. It'll be Snyder, Davis, and Moon coming up in that order to face Juan Marichal, who is leading in the ballgame. 2-0. For the Giants, 2 runs on 6 hits, 1 error, and they have stranded 5 so far in going to bat their 4 times. For the Dodgers, 0 runs, 2 hits. They have committed 3 errors, all popping up in the third inning. And they have stranded 2. Now we move into the last half of the fourth inning. Here is Duke Snyder, who popped up and out to Jim Davenport. His first time up came in the first inning. Snyder batting number 3 in the Dodger order. Marichal grinds that ball around in the palms of his hands. As Jim Davenport comes up shallow at third base. The right side of the infield lays back, and the outfield straightaway and playing deep for the Duke. Marichal delivers. The pitch is taken high and outside. Count on Snyder is ball 1. The coaches for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Greg Malevi at first base, and down at third, Leo DeRocher. Down comes the pitch, swung on, a bounding ball is hit foul off the first base side. Cepeda over to grab it. The umpire down there for the calls at first base in this afternoon's ball game is Augie Donatelli. Jocko Conlon is working at second base, and working down behind third is Al Barlick. Barlick was the ball and strike umpire in yesterday's affair. Vargas is working the plate today. Overhand pitch ball by Snyder. It's a base hit right field for the Duke. And it bounces and gets by Alou. There goes Snyder on his way to second base. And he's in there standing up. A 2-base hit. Duke Snyder ramming a line shot into right field. And Philippe Alou came up to it to take it on the skip, and it bounced off to his left and by him, going to the fence, and Snyder winds up at second with a 2-bagger. That'll be the third hit given up by Marichal as the Dodgers are trying to answer back here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And here's Bonnie Davis. He's 0-for-1, has caught the shortstop. Marichal delivers to him way outside and low. 1-ball, no strikes. Duke Snyder, bad knee and all, is taking his lead at second base. Marichal comes set, looks down at Tommy Davis, delivers to him, curve is low, maybe down, to block it. 2 balls, no strikes. Tommy Davis, who leads the National League percentage-wise at .344, and leads the league in runs batted in with 151, and now pick up his 152nd should he get a hold of this one. Marichal checks that runner, Snyder at second base. Comes set. Rears back, delivers. The pitch is swung on. Makes it left field. Snyder moves down to third, and that's where he'll hold. The throw comes in, and is cut off by the shortstop McGuire. There are runners at first and third now, and time is called by the San Francisco Giants with Al Zark, the manager, coming off the bench. Harvey King was up quickly with that ball in left field and fired it in to hold Duke Snyder. And Leo Durocher, the coach, came running down the line with the Duke to hold him up. So the tying runs are on here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Boy, this could turn out to be a harum-scarum affair here this afternoon again. One of the old pros coming up now for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Wally Moon. Here's a serious-minded fella. Duke Snyder on at third. Tommy Davis is on at first base. The Giants are laying back open for the double play. They'll give up the run to get two. Marshall delivers. Moon takes a hitch in the swing. The pitch is low. He takes ball one. One ball and no strikes. The outfield for Wally Moon, just about straight away. If there is a hole in the outfield, it's in right center. Marischal checks the runner at third base, Duke Snyder. Bears back and comes in with a pitch and swung on. There's a high fly ball into right field, down along the line. Alou is under. It might score Snyder. The throw comes in, and Snyder's going to hold. The cutoff play made by Cepeda. So the runners hold at first and third. They weren't taking a chance. Wally Moon flies to right field to Billy Palou, who has a pretty good arm. So one away here in the last half of the fourth inning, and big Frank Howard comes striding up there. This fellow has broken up a lot of ball games with the long ball this year. He has hit 31 home runs for the LA Dodgers, has 118 runs driven in. He's fifth in the league, RBI. Snyder at third. Tommy Davis is on at first base. Bottom of the fourth inning, 2-0 Giants. Marischal delivers the curve. It's one on by Howard. And he just foul dips it. That's strike one. Actually, I believe the big fellow tried to check up on his swing. As he takes a bigger cut of the ball than that one. No balls, one strike to count on Frank Howard. Holds that bat way down below now. There's a hole in the infield, too, and that's right up the middle. McGahn is in the hole at shortstop. Close to third. The pitch on a check swing is taken low and outside. The count is one ball and one strike on Frank Howard. One out. Duke Snyder at third. Tommy Davis is on at first base. Bottom of the fourth. And the Giants are leading it 2-0 on six base hits. The Dodgers have picked up four off Marischal. The right-hander is set now. Checks both stations at first and third. Delivers. Howard takes low. Two balls and one strike. I hardly think I need tell you that the left fielder for the Giants, Harvey Keene, is playing deep. He's almost back on the restraining track. Now Willie Mays playing deep has moved over into left center field. There is a big hole in the outfield in right center right now. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Frank Howard. Marischal cuts it loose, an overhand curve is outside. Ball three. Buzzing in the stands here this afternoon here in the highest half of the fourth inning. Snyder's in the third. Tommy Davis in the first. One out. Frank Howard with a count of 3-1. Marischal in trouble delivers. Howard swings and beats it down into the ground foul. Strike two. Three balls and two strikes. Alvin Dark up on the top of the steps of the dugout. Actually kneeling on the steps of the dugout. Must be a lot of pressure both on Dark's shoulders and Smokey Austin's shoulders. Everything riding in the balance here today in this California sunlight. The wind blowing now slightly out toward right center field, and there's not much of it. Marischal in trouble. Comes set. Checks his runner. The 3-2 pitch to Howard. The runner's hold. The pitch is swung on. Hit down shortstop. However, on the cutoff, it is the third baseman, Davenport, throwing. Second ball behind as the right comes in. He's throwing the throw on the first and not in time. Tommy Davis went in to second base and literally barreled over second baseman Hiller. So it's a 2-1 ball game now. Snyder scores on the fourth out of the runner at second base, Tommy Davis. In case you're scoring with us, it goes 5-4 on the fourth out at second base, and Howard is the runner at first. So it's a 2-1 ball game now, as coming up to a bat will be Roseboro. However, I believe Hiller has been spiked on the play as Bowman has been called out of the dugout. He's coming out looking over the left foot or ankle of Chuck Hiller. Tommy Davis went barreling in there to break up that double play, and he was successful in doing so. Now, that's one of the things a base runner tries to do on plays of this type. At least, I've seen you do that, George Kell, and I expect that's part of the trade, huh?
It is, Al. Tommy Davis had but one choice. That was to barrel into the second baseman as hard as he could and break up the double play and allow Duke Snider to score from third base. And that's exactly what he did. He went hard into Hiller. And it was an amazing play for Hiller to even get the ball away because he was hit just as he caught the ball, but somehow he turned and flipped it back to the first baseman, Cepeda. And it was a close play at first, but Howard beat it. It looks like he might have nicked him with a spike out on the left foot. The trainer is out right now. He's applying first aid to Hiller's foot. I don't believe it's serious, and I don't believe he's coming out of the lineup at all because Dark and the trainer both are standing there talking to him as the trainer applies first aid. But this is just part of the trade, and second basemen in both leagues know that these runners are coming down there and they're coming in hard. There's no animosity for something like this, unless, of course, occasionally a fielder feels like that the runner might have cut him intentionally. But in this case, it was just an out-and-out attempt by Tommy Davis to take Hiller out of the play. He's going to be all right. Applying a little first aid, and Chuck is going back to his second base position. Well, it's a 2-1 ball game. The Dodgers have picked up one. They still have a runner at first base with two outs. Here's Al Helfer.
All right, George. Johnny Roseborough, who popped up in the second inning, the second base to retire beside, is up there. The tying run for the Dodgers on at first base, and Howard, he steps off, immediately draws a throw from the mound for Marshall, but he's back in time. Johnny Roseborough, who at game time was batting a .251 with seven home runs. 55 runs driven in. Left-handed batter. Bailey holds the mitt as a target. Marshall checks a runner at first base, delivers the plate. Roseborough takes over on the outside corner, knee high, or strike one. Last half of the fourth inning. 2-1, the score in favor of the San Francisco Giants. Juan Marshall is the pitcher for San Francisco. Checks his runner, Howard, at first. Delivers the plate. Roseborough swings and pops it up. It's going to come up almost to us. I thought for a minute there, George Kell, that you were going to be able to field one off the field.
I quit trying to catch foul balls or line drives, Al. I'm out of that business now. I dodged them at third base when they were hitting. Oh. Easier than that. Come on now.
Seen you play a lot of very fine third base, George. You're not kidding me. Now the 0-2 delivery to the plate to Roseborough. Marshall gets a sign again from Bailey. Howard takes that big stride off first base. Two down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Marshall delivers. A soft curve. It's way outside. Actually, he sort of... Well, just like almost like a shot putter. Slipping that ball up to the plate that time. One ball, two strike count on Roseborough. Now Marshall is ready. Howard strides away from first again, taking his lead. Marshall delivers. A medium speed curve is over for call strike three, and that's all there is to the last half of inning number four. That will be the first strikeout for Marshall. Here in the fourth inning, one run for the Dodgers on two hits, no errors, one man left on. The score at the end of four. Giants two, the Dodgers have one. Now, here is a commercial message.
Get in the groove. Leave the rest behind. Make your move. Swing out in a lark. Get behind the wheel of a lark. Drive the lark for driving fun. The lark's the car that loves to run. It's the car with more pizzazz. The lark's got all of that jazz. It's got class.
And it's fast.
It's got room. Lots of zoom.
The lark stands out alone. With the fire
of your desire.
Grab your gal or grab your guy. Come on down. Try. It's the chariot that's so sweet. On the sunny side of the street, or on the other side of the moon. Swing out, swing out of the dark. Get behind the wheel of the lark.
You'll find the sunny side of the street at your Studebaker dealers. This Brakes supercharged engine, ladies' beauty vanity, are just a few of the features of tomorrow that you'll see at your Studebaker dealers now. And now here's another report on the space flight of Commander Shiraz.
Retro rockets have been fired to bring Commander Walter Shiraz back to Earth in the Pacific following his epical six-orbit mission. spokesmen at Mercury Control in Cape Canaveral say the rockets were fired exactly on time, less than 10 minutes ago. NBC Radio will have a news special this evening on the space flight over most of these stations. Ray Cullen, NBC News, Los Angeles.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is good news. In the top half of the fifth inning, Chuck Hitter up there swings on the first pitch and pops it up down first baseway. Under it is Wally Moon and makes the catch. Oh, Chuck Hitter, first ball hitting. Out of there. One out the top half of the fifth inning of a ball game that has the Giants out in front of the Dodgers 2-1. Billy Palou is the batsman. Moving up to the plate now. The wearer of number 23 has one base hit to show for it. And two trips up. He singled up the middle in the third inning. First time Palou came up, he tapped back to the mound of Puggers. This time he looked at a high fastball. That's ball one. Two runs on six hits for the Giants. One run on four hits for the Dodgers. We've had four errors in the ballgame. The Dodgers have committed three. The Giants one. The pitch is swung on. A fly ball to left field. Snyder's going to have to hurry. He's coming on. Makes the one-handed grab. The veteran Duke Snyder came through on that one. He had to come a long way to haul it in, but he did. Reach right out. The ball stuck. That was the second out. Now here is Willie Mays. Willie today has tapped to the mound and has been walked intentionally. He's 0-1. Right-handed batter. Rogers works to him. The fastball is shoulder high outside. Ball one. Rogers in no hurry to work to Mays. Now is set. Goes fastball. Mays doesn't get it. Willie had really cranked up on that pitch. Mays count, one ball, one strike. Two down, top of the fifth inning. The bases are empty. Rogers working 1-1 to Mays. Delivers, misses outside with fastball. 2-1 the count. Should Mays get on, Orlando Cepeda, who hit into a double play his last time out, will be up. Mays spreading out in batter's box. Bends at the knees, leans over. Swings on a changeup and pops it up. Right back to pitcher's mound. Coming in for it is third baseman Tommy Davis. He's under it and he's got it. Well, the Giants drop 1-2-3, down 1-2-3 with nothing across here in the top half of the fifth inning. The score at the end of 4.5 now. It's the Giants 2. The Dodgers have 1. Now, hear this commercial message.
Look to here. Look to there.
At the Lark Daytona Wagonaire.
Here is something for you to see. It's the swingest wagon that'll ever be.
You've never seen any car to compare.
With the brand new Lark Daytona Wagonaire.
The roof slides open in a flash.
The step drops down, you step in. The sky is the limit in this wagon. It's the Lark Daytona Wagonaire, Wagonaire. Makes other wagons obsolete. With features of the future, Wagonaire is hard to beat. Wagonaire is moving out fast. It's got more zip.
It's got more class.
The fun car that's beyond compare. The Lark Daytona Wagonaire.
Only at your Studebaker dealers can you see the greatest advance in station wagons. The Wagonaire. Now here is another report on the space flight of Commander Shira.
Officials at Cape Canaveral say that the landing should take place in the Pacific at 2:26 Pacific Daylight Time as planned. Commander Shira has fired his retro rockets on schedule, and everything apparently is proceeding on plan. NBC Radio will carry a complete report on this space special on most of these stations tonight. Ray Cullen, NBC News, Los Angeles.
We're ready now to move into the last half of inning number 5 here at Dodger Town. It is 2-1, the Giants leading in the ballgame. And a very important one it is. And before that first hitter gets up there, Willie Davis, we'd like to make this suggestion to all of you. To visit your Studebaker dealers. See the features of tomorrow from Studebaker now. Willie Davis is 0 for 1 in this ballgame. This left-hand hitter grounded out to third base in the third inning. He runs up on the pitch, bluffs the button, takes it low for ball one. One ball, no strike count on Willie Davis. He was hitting 286 at game time. The pitch to him is swung on and drilled deep into right field. It's a well-hit ball, a loop back on the track. Under it makes the catch right in front of the 370-foot sign. And before we have the next hitter up there, let's pause for station identification.
You're tuned to WGY 810 on your radio dial, Schenectady.
Padres steps up to the plate now with one out. He's 0 for 1 today. This left-hand hitter takes a lot of pitch low. That's ball one. Padres started off today batting at 163 with one home run to his credit and five runs driven in. He rolled out to second base. He's only time up. Swings on this pitch and doesn't get it. Count is one ball and one strike on John Padres. He'll be followed by Mari Wills, the leadoff man for the L.A. Dodgers. Two runs on six hits for the Giants. One run on four hits for the Dodgers. Marshall delivers. The pitch is over on the inside corner for a called strike. Johnny Padres turns around. He has something to say to plate umpire Dusty Vargas. One ball, two strike count on Johnny. Both starting pitchers, Marshall and Padres, still around. Quite a ball game going here. Marshall delivers a soft curve, and it's beaten down into the ground foul. The count on Johnny Padres now is one ball, two strikes. Ed Bailey is working the plate this afternoon for San Francisco. Tom Haller was spiked yesterday, and stitches had to be taken in his right arm. He's on the bench, however, and can be used should Alvin Dark need him. But Bailey's behind the plate. The count is one ball and two strikes on Padres. Here is Marshall coming in with a curveball, and it's swung on a miss for strike three. Well, there's a second out here in the bottom of inning number five. That'll be the second strikeout for Marshall to run his total for the year to 151. Mari Wills gets the round of applause as he comes up. As the leadoff man in the ball game, he has been up twice, and twice he has been a base runner. He smashed a single back off the bare hand of Marshall in the first inning, singled up the middle in the third, and stole his 102nd base in the third inning, but got no farther than second. Now the pitch to Mari Wills. He's batting left-handed. It's over, but low, and the count on Wills is one ball and no strike. Mari chokes up somewhat on the handle of the bat. Jim Gilliam coming up to the plate now. Well, off Marichal, that will be hit number five. The Giants so far have out-hit the Dodgers by one. They have six base hits. They have outscored them by one. They have two runs. And the Dodgers, with the tying run now, and the first of Mari Wills at first base, with two outs, finds Gilliam coming up to the plate. A switch hitter going left-handed. He's 0 for 2. Throw to first. That keeps Mari Wills close. Davenport up shallow at third base. A turn and throw again to first base to Cepeda, and that ball was almost thrown away. Cepeda had to lunge out to his right around Mari Wills to make the stop. Marshall is all set now to pitch to Jim Gilliam. Two outs, one on, bottom of the fifth inning. Tying run on for the Dodgers here in the bottom of inning number five. It's a 2-1 ball game in favor of the Giants. Throw to first base to keep Wills close. Jim Gilliam backs off and takes a look around to see if there's a sign of any kind on. Leo DeRocher is pointing to the mound. He thinks that Marshall is committing a balk. Now the pitch to the plate. Gilliam slugs at it and hits a fly ball into center field. This should be an easy chance for Mays. He's off to his left and under it. He's got it, and that retires the side. So here in the fifth inning, no runs, one hit, one man left on, and there were no errors. The score at the end of five innings of play, the Giants 2 and the Dodgers have 1. And now, here's another report on the space flight of Commander Chiron.
And is now descending by parachute. Reports from the Pacific say the capsule parachute has been sighted 9,000 feet above the Pacific in the predetermined landing area. Commander Walter Schirra has successfully completed his reentry and is now descending by parachute. NBC Radio will have a new special tonight on the space flight. Ray Cullen, NBC News, Los Angeles.
Again, good news concerning Commander Schirra. And now here is a message from our sponsor.
Let's get together with a glass of Schlitz. A friendly glass of Schlitz. Brewed with pride and just a kiss of the heart. To put real gusto into every drop. So let's get together with a glass of Schlitz. A great light beer from Schlitz. That real gusto only Schlitz has got.
From the creamy white collar
to the very last drop. So let's get together with a glass of Schlitz. A friendly glass of Schlitz. Real gusto in a great light beer.
Schlitz, the beer that made Milwaukee famous simply because it tastes so good. The Joseph Schlitz Brewing Company, Milwaukee and other cities.
Al Helfer back here along with George Kell at the NBC microphones in Los Angeles. Orlando Cepeda up there swings on the first pitch and drills it into right field for the base hit. So Cepeda is on opening the sixth here for San Francisco. And off Padres, that will be hit number seven. Ed Bailey coming up. He is 0 for 2 this afternoon. He has rolled out to first base and he has lined the second to Jim Gilliam. Time is called. While catcher Johnny Roseboro goes out to talk to Johnny Pudras. We may have some activity now down in the Los Angeles bullpen. Yeah, Eddie Roebuck is up and starting to throw down there for Los Angeles. The conference at the mound has broken up now, and they've made their minds up how they're going to pitch to this left-hand hitter, Ed Bailey. A very tight and close ball game. The Giants two and the Dodgers one. The Giants have two runs on seven hits now, and the Dodgers one run on five hits. Here in the top half of the sixth inning, Cepeda hitting the first pitch into right field for a single as the runner at first taking his lead. And goes as the pitch is made and swung on. There is a high foul ball off the third base side. Tommy Davis to the stands cannot get it, and the count will be a strike now on Bailey. But Alvin Dock apparently starting to play the hit-and-run game. We've gone down to the sixth inning now. In this 2-1 ball game, and every move now will be vitally important. Bailey looks down at Whitey Lockman, the coach at third base, and he has the signal. The round of applause you hear is the information up on the information board here, the electric information board, that the capsule parachute has been sighted. We've already told you that here on NBC, and they're looking for Commander Schirra. There's a throw to first base. Cepeda is back. Just as soon as we have any more information, we'll cut right in and let you know about the commander. Tremendous flight he's made in orbit. Pitch low and outside here to Ed Bailey, and the count is one ball, one strike to him. We're trying to wear two hats here this afternoon, giving you all of the vital information on the in the baseball world from Los Angeles here, and also the information on Commander Schirra, which, well, that's of world importance. Now the 1-1 delivery. Pudras cuts it loose. The pitch is swung on, hit back through the middle. And Roy Wills knocks it down back to second base, but it will go as a base hit. He keeps it from going into center field. Cepeda gets down to second on that hit up the middle. And Bailey has moved, of course, to first base. Jim Davenport is coming up now. That will be hit number eight, given up by Padres. Nobody out here. Runners at first and second in the top of the sixth inning. And Jim Davenport, 0-4-2, moves in to take his third swing at it. He flied to center field to retire the side in the second inning. And then in the fourth inning was out number two. Ladies and gentlemen, right now here's another report on the space flight of Commander Schirra.
NBC's Herb Caplow reports that Commander Schirra's capsule is in the water less than a mile from the carrier Kearsarge, the primary recovery ship. Repeating, NBC reports that Commander Schirra's capsule is in the water less than a mile from the Kearsarge, the primary recovery ship in the Pacific Ocean. Ray Cullen, NBC News, Los Angeles.
And he's in the water only a mile away. That is great news. And we'll bring you more of this interesting news just as soon as it breaks. At the plate now is Davenport, ready for the first pitch. Rodgers is ready and fires that pitch. The bunt goes down the third base side, and it's going to stay fair. And the bases will be loaded on a bunt single down the third base side. The infield crossed up on that one. So here are the San Francisco Giants right now trying to break this ball game wide open. The bases are loaded. Top half of the sixth inning, nobody out. The score 2-1 in favor of the Giants. That will be hit number 9, incidentally, of Padres. Leo DeRocher is called for time as he steps off the bench. He's walking out to talk to Padres. And while we have this opportunity, let's pause 30 seconds for station identification. Getting ready now for a new pitcher. Eddie Roebuck is coming out of the Dodger pen. Eddie Roebuck, and he inherits something that's pretty tough. Anytime a guy has nobody out and the base is loaded and he's coming in to make his first pitch. Well, George, I imagine that with each step he's making to the mound now, he has 2 more pounds of pressure on his shoulders.
Well, he knows all too well what he has to do, Al. A tough situation here in a close ball game with the Giants out in front, 2-1. But bases are loaded with no one out. Cepeda led off this inning with a line single to right field. Ed Bailey followed with a smash through the middle. Maury Wills made a fine play as he knocked it down back in the bag at second. But he couldn't make a play on anybody. Then Jim Davenport dropped a perfect bunt down the third baseline. Tommy Davis had raced back to the bag. And Padres were just not able to get over and make a play on it. So Eddie Roebuck will come on to relieve the left-hander, and Padres has been quite a pitcher here this afternoon, with 2 days rest. As he leaves the mound here, you can hear the tremendous ovation going up in the crowd here in Dodger Stadium. Padres, along with the coach of the Dodgers, Leo DeRocher, going back to the dugout.
Eddie Roebuck has come out to do the pitching now with the bases loaded. And nobody out here in the top half of the sixth inning. He'll be cranking a few down to get the field of the mound. Roebuck with a 10-1 record is 1-0 with the San Francisco Giants. Roebuck, appearing in his 64th ball game, has pitched 116 innings and has an earned run average of 2.95. He has been quite a man in relief for the Chargers of Smokey Austin. And right now he's being called upon to put out a fire that has certainly blown up here in the top half of the sixth inning. When Cepeda singled to right field, followed by Bailey's single up the middle, knocked down by Maury Wills to keep it from going into center field. And there were runners at first and second, and then Davenport's bunt single down the third base side caught the Dodger infield by surprise, and the bases are loaded. It means that Jose Pagan, who has gotten 2 base hits in the ball game, both singles rifled into left field, but he got them off of the now-departed pitcher, Johnny Padres, will be coming up to face Eddie Roebuck for the first time, and he'll be followed by Juan Marichal. Of course, the Dodger infield is uptight, hoping to get a chance to cut the rundown at the plate. Roebuck, in plenty of trouble, takes plenty of time. He's a side-wheeling right-hander with plenty of stuff. Delivers the pitch, swung on, and hit down to shortstop. The play comes to the plate to Roseboro for the out. That's the only play made. The bases remain loaded. They weren't going to take a chance on getting any more than the one. They played at the plate and got the man. So force out its plate. Moves Davenport on down to second base. Bailey on over to third. And to have the out on Cepeda at the plate, going from the shortstop Wills to the catcher Johnny Roseboro. One out. Top of the sixth inning. The bases remain loaded. And here is Juan Marichal. Juan Marichal was a runner in the third on the fielder's choice. And came on around on errors. And a single and a couple of errors to score a run in the third inning for the Giants. He came along in the fourth inning and hit a single to left field. And now he's being called upon again with bases loaded. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, here's another report on the space flight of Commander Schirra.
Commander Walter Schirra's capsule is in the water in the primary Pacific recovery area. Voice contact has been made and the astronaut reports he is comfortable. Several helicopters are now orbiting over the spacecraft in the Pacific. Ray Cullen, NBC News, Los Angeles.
Very good news. Commander Shira is all right. He's comfortable and, well, Commander Shira, there are a few people here this afternoon at Dodgertown who are not quite so comfortable. The bases are loaded, one out, top of the sixth inning. The batter up to plate is Marichal. Let's see what he's ordered to do. The infield partway back. The first pitch is low, ball one. Marichal started to go for it and changed his mind. The runner at third base for the San Francisco Giants is Bailey. At second is Davenport. Jose Pagan is at first base. The score is still 2-1. As Eddie Roebuck has gotten the first out here in the top half of the sixth inning. He relieved Johnny Padres, who went five innings, plus pitching to three men. The pitch is swung on, a slow bounding ball back of second. Wills up with it, steps on second, pulls the first.
Car's radiator against freeze-up. Get Xerox antifreeze.
For cars left town at night or in unheated garages, don't ask for trouble, ask for DuPont. Xerox antifreeze.
No other antifreeze known, no other antifreeze made, protects your car better than DuPont Xerox. Xerox keeps your car safe from freezing all winter long. It could mean the difference between a joyride or a tow ride. And the exclusive MR8 rust inhibitor in Xerox stops damaging rust and corrosion before it starts. Protects all engine metals, including aluminum. So this winter, don't risk a tow ride. Have a joy ride with DuPont Xerox.
For cars left town at night or in unheated garages, don't ask for trouble, ask for DuPont. Xerox antifreeze.
Now here's another report on the space flight of Commander Shira.
Commander Shira has just reported by radio he wants to be picked up by the ship. The rescue operation is continuing. Recovery should be accomplished within 10 minutes. Ray Cullen, NBC News, Los Angeles.
Al Helfer back here at the NBC microphones, along with George Kell in Los Angeles. Duke Snyder, up at the plate, has just swung on the first pitch and fouled it back into the stands for strike one. Last half of inning number six. A nip-and-tuck ball game, 2-1. With the San Francisco Giants leading it. Marichal delivers. Snyder swings and doesn't get a big curveball. That's strike two. Duke Snyder to be followed by Tommy Davis. And then by Wally Moon. Eddie Roebuck coming on in the top half of the sixth inning. Turned in a tremendous relief job. Pitch low and outside as Marichal stumbles and almost throws the ball away. Count is one ball, two strikes on the Duke. Snyder today has had one base hit, a double to right field in the fourth inning, and he has scored the only Dodger run. He's 1-for-2 today. Marichal comes to him with a fastball. Ryan into the field. That's it. Duke Snyder, the old pro, comes through with a base wrap in the left. Off Marichal. That will be hit number six. Oh, the Dodgers now have the tying run on here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And the bugle call sounds through the stands for the onward charge. Tommy Davis will be the batter coming up now for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He has been up twice today. He's had one base hit and two times up. He singled behind Snyder in the fourth inning, moving him over to third base. Marichal is ready. Looks at this right-hand hitter, the leader in the league. Delivers to him. Low and outside. Ball one. While we were getting the report on Commander Shira a moment ago, George Kell and I were just talking about the tensions of this ball game and what it could mean to ball players. And we were talking about the double play that got Eddie Roebuck and the Dodgers out of a lot of trouble in the sixth inning. And Eddie looked at me and grinned. George looked at me and grinned and said, Eddie should feel good about it because that'll break most anybody's back. Davis standing in at the plate, feet pretty much together, leaning over. Marshall ready, takes his sign from Bailey, looks at first base, delivers the play pitch on the inside, way on the inside. Ball two. Time is called while Cepeda comes over and talks to Marshall. They both speak the same language. Now Cepeda goes back to first base. Marshall is ready. Tommy Davis standing in at the plate with Duke Snider at first base. Nobody out. Last half of the sixth inning. On the score standing 2-1, the Giants lead the Dodgers. What a playoff series this has been. Marshall sets. Overhands the pitch, a curve. Is low. Ball three. Down the pike. Right at the knees, taken all the way. Well, the count now on Tommy Davis, who at game time was leading the National League with a percentage of .344. He had 26 home runs and led in the RBI department in the league with 151. And is he up at the plate now? And it's Marshall pitching to him 3-1. Snider at first, nobody else. Here comes a pitch. Swung on and hit through the field. Well, hit ball made. Jason, can he get it? Dodgers out in front 3-2 with hit number 7 off Marichal, runs 2 and 3. Everybody standing. It's a standing ovation for this third baseman from Dodger Town. Wally Moon is up there, takes a curveball over for the strike. Tommy Davis, a home run into the left center field stand. Pitch a swing on, loop to left field. Coming on is Keene. He's got it for the out. Now we'll have Big Frank Howard coming up there. Well, we've said many times that these games can change in the twinkling of an eye. And I know a man who has seen that happen many times is sitting right over here. Do you have a comment, George Gale, about that home run?
It happened, and it happened quick, and there was never any doubt about it. Tommy Davis slammed it into the left center field seat. You said this place went wild. It's a madhouse here right now.
Frank Howard up at the plate. The pitch to him. The big fella checks the swing and takes that pitch low and outside. Ball one. Torn up paper coming out of the stands now. This place is really buzzing. 3-2. The Dodgers are leading it. Marichal delivers a curve. Howard after foul tipped. One ball and one strike. Well, we thought at the end of 4 hours and 18 minutes yesterday that we had lost our tonsils. Got news for you. They're going again. Oh, boy. Marshall, sidearm pitch, swung on by Howard. Bounce deep to shortstop. Up with it is Pagan. Throws to first base high. And Howard is safe at first base. Cepeda missing the tag. Have two errors. Alvin Dark is out, and he's really chinning and jawing with Donatelli, the umpire at first base. And I'm afraid that'll do him no good. That man in blue calls that play down there, and that's it. Big Frank Howard, runner at first base. In his anxiety to get the big fella, Maury Wills, deep in the hole at shortstop and pulled closer to the line than usual, had to hurry for the long throw, got the slow bounding ball, made the play, but he threw high to Cepeda at first base for an error. Jose Pagan did the very best he could to get the runner at first base and wasn't quite able to do it. One out, one on, Roseboro coming to bat here in the last half of the sixth inning. Marischal is set, checks the big runner at first base, delivers the plate, Roseboro cuts at it and fouls it. That's strike one. In the last half of the sixth inning, this is how the Dodgers picked up their lead. Snyder singled, followed by Tommy Davis, shot into left center field stands to drive in two. It's now 3-2 the Dodgers. Roseboro up there with Howard at first. The pitch, low and outside. There's going to be some activity now, I think, down in the bullpen for the San Francisco Giants. We'll try to pick up that man for you as soon as we can. It's back in the runway chute, off right field. It's pretty hard to see. Howard takes his lead at first base. Marischal waits. Now delivers to Roseboro. His pitch is knee-high outside. Two balls and one strike. Now is Marischal about to pitch the 2-1 to him. Comes in with it. Swung on. There's a high pop-up going out in a very short right field. Coming on fast as a loop. Can he get it? He can. He's under it and makes the catch. Oh, Howard has to hold on there at first base. There's a second out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Howard still at first, and Willie Davis coming up to the plate now. This one here this afternoon, as yesterday's, has been a hammer and tongs affair. Willie Davis has been up twice. He's rolled out to third and has flied out to right. Tall, slender left-hand hitter. Game time was batting at 286. He had 21 home runs. Outfield fan to right and deep. Big hole in the outfield left center. Howard takes a couple of strides off first base. Cepeda holds the corner. Marischal is ready. Comes set, delivers. The pitch to the plate is low. Ball one. Willie Davis looks down at Leo DeRocher coaching at third base. See if there's a sign of any kind on. Big 6'7" Frank Howard, former Ohio State star, moves off at first base. Two outs. In comes that pitch. One on. Line shot into the glove of Cepeda at first base. Why, he went on the ladder to make that one. Oh, he's out of there, Willie Davis. However, in the inning, two big runs for the Dodgers on two base hits. There was an error and there was a man left on. The score at the end of six innings of play now. The Dodgers 3 and the Giants have 2. Now, hear this commercial message.
How are you going to tell them about all 5 in a minute?
Well, I can try. All 5, all new for 63, all different, and all Buick.
Go, boy.
New Buick Special, the happy middleweight champ with aluminum V8 engine or America's first V6, has a happy low price.
That one?
New Buick Skylark, hardtop or convertible, bucket seats, wall-to-wall carpeting, a very personal car.
That two?
New Buick LeSabre, bold, beautiful, full-size Buick, yet priced so close to the low price names, has advanced thrust engineering, turbine drive, famous Wildcat engine.
2 to go.
New Buick Wildcat, the family-size sport car with fabric right on the hardtop. Attack Commodore sports car console.
One more.
Right. And that's one of the finest luxury cars in America. New Buick Electra 225.
Hold it. You forgot the Riviera.
Man, the Riviera by Buick speaks for itself.
See them all. See the new 63 Buicks. October 4th at your quality Buick dealers.
Now, everybody, here's another report on the space flight of Commander Sherrod.
A longboat from the carrier Kearsarge has moved within 50 yards of Commander Sherrod's space capsule near Midway Island in the Pacific. Recovery should be completed in a matter of moments. Sherrod appears to be safe and well. Ray Cullen, NBC News, Los Angeles.
And the nation cheers Commander Sherrod. Been good news all the way. In the south half of the seventh inning, Harvey Keene stepping up to the plate now to face Eddie Roebuck. This is his ball game to win it or lose it. The pitch is outside to Harvey Keene. It's ball one. Eddie Roebuck with a 10-1 record on the year, 1-0 with the San Francisco Giants. Came on in relief of Padres, the starting pitcher. Harvey Keene bluffs the bunt on this pitch and takes it in there for the strike, and the count is 1-1 on him. There have been some changes made for the Dodgers. Larry Burright has gone to second base. Jim Gilliam has moved over to third base. Tommy Davis has moved to left field, and Duke Snider has come out of the ball game. The pitch is swung on, hit the center field. Up to it comes Davis, makes the grab for the first out. Chuck Hiller will be the batter now. Again, let us give you the changes for the Dodgers defensively. Jim Gilliam has gone to third base. Tommy Davis, who opened at third base, has gone to the outfield, that is to left field. Duke Snider is out of the ball game. And Larry Burright is at second base. Those three changes made. Eddie Roebuck, working with Johnny Roseboro, will pitch now to Chuck Hiller. One out here in the top half of the seventh inning. 3-2 the score of the Dodgers. Roebuck sidearms the plate. Hiller takes that crossing. That's in there for the strike. Hiller after the next pitch drills it down the left field side. That's going to be in there for maybe extra bases. Over goes Davis and grabs the ball and has to get away from him momentarily. Picks up, throws into third base, and it's a send-up two-bagger for Hiller. So there's the tying run on for the Giants at second base. That'll be the first hit off Roebuck and hit number 10 for San Francisco. Oh, don't go away. We got one cooking here that might last quite a while. Philippe Alou is the batsman. He's had one base hit and three times up. Hit a single up the middle in the third inning. He's 1-for-3. Last time out, he flied to left. One out, Hiller at second base. Outfield fan to left, playing deep. Roebuck's sidearm pitch is swung on and hit down to shortstop. Marwills up with it, drives the runner to second, throws to first in time. And he was out. There's the second out in the inning. Well, it's a real clutch situation now for Roebuck. And Walter Alston knows it, so he's come off the bench and he's out and talking to Roebuck. Willie Mays will be the batter, and we have some activity going down in the Dodgers bullpen, back of left field. Should put the glasses on that bullpen and see if we can pick up the guy throwing. I think it's Big Stan Williams. It is he in the bullpen. Stan Williams in the bullpen. There is someone else throwing, but he is out of our vision, out of our range of vision. So we've got a couple of guys cranking up down in the bullpen as Walter Alston talks to Eddie Roebuck and makes his mind up as to what he wants Eddie Roebuck to do, or whether he's going to have Eddie Roebuck continue or not. This is a pretty tough situation in a ball game. Anytime a manager has to go out and talk to his pitcher. How about that, George?
Absolutely. He's playing for all the chips here today. And, of course, Smokey Alston has to make the decisions and make them quick. He has his ace reliever going, Roebuck, but Eddie's a tired young man. He's pitched a lot of innings this year and been in every game of this playoff, and so he's probably just checking with him before he pitches to Willie Mays.
Well, old rubber arm George is a pretty good competitor. Let's see what he does here with Willie Mays, a real tough guy at the plate. Pitch way inside, ball one. Willie had to get away from that one. The situation here in the top half of the seventh inning is with two outs. Hiller, who doubled down into the left field corner, is on at second base, representing the possible tying run for the Giants. 3-2, the Dodgers lead it. Now they're going to put Willie Mays on. They're not going to monkey around with him. There's ball two way on the outside. Ball three will be coming in there in a moment, and ball four will put Willie Mays on at first base with an intentional walk. And incidentally, that will only be the second base on balls the Giants have picked up. This one has been ordered, and the first one off Roebuck. That'll bring up Orlando Cepeda. Cepeda has hit into a double play, one of the two that broke the backs of the Stripes in the third and sixth inning for the San Francisco Giants. Two double plays have popped up on the Dodgers side of the fence to run their total to 138. Now, runners at first and second. Orlando Cepeda has had one hit and three at-bats. He hit the right field back in the sixth inning as a leadoff man. It was cut down at the plate when, with a bases-loaded situation, in the sixth with nobody out, Eddie Roebuck was called on in relief of Padres, and he got the side out without them scoring. Now Roebuck is ready to pitch to Cepeda. Sidearmer, and it sits down on a big hop to second. Burr right up with it. Doubles over the wheel. Force out on Mays, and that's it.
time to John Tritt goes for the boys here in the seventh inning. No runs, one hit. And there are two men left on. So the score at the end of six and a half innings of play remains the Dodgers 3, the Giants have 2.
The kind of service you deserve is T.S. Personal Service with an excellent casualty policy. T.S.
And now before we start the action here in the last half of the seventh inning, we'll pause for station identification.
This is the General Electric Station, Schenectady, 810 on your radio dial, WGY.
Seventh inning here at Dodger Town. Eddie Roebuck has just fouled out to Cepeda for the first out in the bottom of the seventh inning. But there are other important things. And here is another report on the space flight of Commander Terah.
The aircraft carrier Kearsarge is standing by to pick up Commander Walter Shirah's space capsule in mid-Pacific. Recovery should now be completed in only a matter of moments, and Shirah is safe and well. Ray Cullen, NBC News, Los Angeles.
And so we continue to get the good news on Commander Shirah. Here is Murray Wills up at the plate now. Swings on the pitch and hits a foul ball back into the stands for the strike. Now the pitch to the plate. Marshall cuts it loose. The pitch is going on. A line shot. Left on the field. Base hit. Willie Mays cuts it off. Murray Wills is on. Suddenly, Los Angeles Dodgers have come to life in that base hit department. Murray Wills has now had 4 for 4 this afternoon. That will be hit number 8 given up by Marshall. Murray Wills, is the runner at first base with one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning in a real tight ball game. Standing 3-2 in favor of the Dodgers, they've come from behind to take the lead. They have Murray Wills at first base. Cepeda is not holding him on. He's playing out in front of him, in front of the base pass. Jim Gilliam is the batter. There's a throw over there to Cepeda, who is playing about 3 steps off the bag. But it's not in time, of course. Murray Wills hitting 300 in this series. Raises batting average to 300, I should say. We're waiting for the first pitch now on Jim Gilliam, the switcher batting left-handed. He's on 0-3. The pitch, there goes Wills. And the throw down.
Not in time. He fails it.
Jim Gilliam taking the pitch at the plate for a ball. And the throw down, trying to get the flying feet of Murray Wills, was not successful. He has stolen 103 bases. George Kell, how about that guy, huh?
One of the greatest base runners of all time, Murray Wills, and the amazing thing about it, Al, everybody in the ballpark, including the pitcher and the catcher, knows he's going, but there's nothing you can do about it. Let's keep an eye on him. He just might be heading for third base.
You're absolutely right, George. Doggone, he can move. He's not the fastest man on the club, but he's the best base runner. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to get him. It straightens him up, fired right under the chin for ball 2. Last half of the seventh inning. Wills, his 4th straight hit, giving him 4 for 4. He's had 2 stolen bases today to boost his total 103. Marshall checks the runner, Murray Wills at second. Now delivers the plate. Gilliam swings and pounds it to left field. Harvey Keenan, he strikes under it. Makes the grab, and Murray Wills goes with Trenum back into second base. So there's the second out here in the last half of the seventh inning. The batter coming up now will be Larry Burwright. Larry Burwright appearing in his 115th ball game, and in this one as the relief second baseman, has had 51 base hits to show for a 206 batting average. He's hit 4 home runs and has 30 runs batted in. He can get his 31st run batted in now if he should get a hold of one cleanly. This guy, Murray Wills, is on at second base with 2 outs, and he'll be running on anything.
The score is 3-2. 3-2 in favor of the Dodgers. They have 3 runs on 8 hits. Giants 2 runs on 10 hits. Marshall delivers, there goes Roy Wills to throw to third. And into the dirt. All out into left field. Wills up after the stolen base, moves on to score. On a 4-1 pitch to the plate to Burright. Wills lit out and has just stolen his 104th base. He scores on an error. Up here now is Burright swinging on the pitch, and he pops it to third base. Davenport has it for the out. So the error lets in the run. Charge that error to the catcher, Ed Bailey. Each side now has the 3. So 1 run here in the inning. 1 run on 1 base hit. A couple of stolen bases by Murray Wills. There was an error, and there was no one left on. The score at the end of 7 full innings of play now. The Dodgers 4, and the Giants have 2. Al Helfer back here, along with George Kell at the NBC microphones in the Dodgers Stadium in Los Angeles. We're bringing you the action of this final playoff game. We're in the top of the 8th inning. Ed Bailey is stepping up to the plate to face Eddie Roebuck. The pitch is made and swung on. There's a line drive into right field for the base hit. Oh, Bailey is on to get things started here in the top half of the 8th. That'll be the 2nd hit off Roebuck. 4-2 is the score. The Dodgers lead it. What a base-stealing exhibition Murray Wills put on in the 7th. Stealing 2 of them. Run his total to 104. Scored on an error as Ed Bailey, the catcher, tried to get him going into third base and threw wild and into left field for the error, allowing Wills to get right up out of the dirt and come on in to score. Down to the plate comes the pitch to Jim Davenport, and it's outside and low. Down in the bullpen, Williams and Peranowski cranking up for the Los Angeles Dodgers. There's a change at first base for Los Angeles. Ron Fairley has taken over for Moon. The pitch is hit on one hop down to Wills. He goes to second for one. Go to first. Double play. This is the 3rd time in this ball game that the double play has broken the San Francisco back. 139 double plays have popped up on the infield for the Los Angeles Dodgers this year. 3 big ones here in this ball game. The batter coming up to the plate now will be Jose Pagan. He's been up 3 times. He's singled twice, both times to left field, and the last time out was in the 6th inning. He forced a man. 4 runs on 8 hits for the Dodgers, 3 errors. 2 runs, 11 hits for the Giants, also 3 errors. The Giants have stranded 9 so far in this ball game. The pitch is swung on. There is a drive to second base. The line shot taken by Burright for the out. No runs, 1 hit. No errors, nobody left on. The score at the end of 7 1/2 innings to play. The Dodgers 4, the Giants 2. Now, here is a commercial message.
This is your Buick announcer with a very special guest.
I'm a medium.
You look very happy, a medium.
That's because I'm looking through my crystal ball at the happy medium-sized Buick Special for 63.
Say, you're right. The new Buick Special is happy medium-sized. There's plenty of room for 6 full-grown people inside. What else do you see?
Ah, I see an aluminum V8 engine or America's first V6.
That means you see economy. The new 63 Buick Special gives bold Buick performance on regular gas. Anything else?
I see.
Yes,
I see a figure, a low figure.
Sure, that's the Buick Special's happy low price. A surprise low price. Tell me, medium, can we see the special?
Certainly. See the happy medium-sized Buick Special at your quality Buick dealers October 4th.
We move along now into the last half of inning number 8. And for the LA Dodgers, Tom
Davis will be out, followed by Ron Ferry, who just came on in the top of the eighth to play first base. And then we'll have Frank Howard. Juan Marichal has gone all the way here for the San Francisco Giants. He'll be pitching his eighth inning. He has given up in this ballgame a total of four runs. On eight hits, there have been three errors behind him, including one he committed himself. Here is Tommy Davis. The crossfire is pitched outside to him for ball one. Tommy Davis was the guy who changed the complexion of the ballgame and sent the tide over to the Dodger side of the fence in the bottom of the sixth. When after Snyder, who had started in left field, singled the left, Davis hit his 27th home run. And Tommy cracked in two for a total of 153 on the year. That is in the RBI department. Takes a curve low this time, and that's ball two. So Davis this afternoon, with his home run and single, stands at the plate 2-4-3. Marichal is ready. 2-0's the plate. This right-hand hitter takes a look at a soft curve, and that's outside. Three balls and no strikes. Elvin Dark has come off the Giant bench. He's said something to Larry Jansen. And it looks as though they're going to have a pitching change right now. Tommy Davis is at the plate. He has a count of ball three. So if they do make this pitching change, and Davis should get on by the walk, and will be charged to the pitcher, Marichal, who apparently now is being taken out of the ballgame. Big Don Larson apparently is going to come in to do the relieving here for the San Francisco Giants. Larson, if you recall, relieved in the ballgame yesterday and pitched two-thirds of an inning, giving up just one base hit. So Marichal is out of there after having gone seven innings plus pitching to Davis.
The Giants took a 2-0 lead back in the third inning. The Dodgers picked up one in the fourth inning to cut the lead to 2-1. Then Davis hit the two-run homer in the sixth to make it 3-2. And Wills putting on a one-man show in the seventh inning as he stole second, third, and came home on the wild throw into left field. Tommy Davis, the batter, against Larson with a ball three and a no-strike count. We're ready to go, and here's Al Helfer.
All right, we are ready to go. It's Big Don Larson, the right-hander, will crank up and fire 3-0 to Tommy Davis. 45,693 customers in here today. The curveball is low, ball four, and that walk will be charged to Marichal. Is the first base on balls this afternoon the Dodgers have picked up. They haven't needed the bases on balls. Maury Wills has been getting on and been putting on the show. He's stolen everything here this afternoon, but the opposite team sweatshirts. Oh, he has been traveling. Here is Ron Fairley up for his first at-bat of the afternoon. He's the relief first baseman. The pitch is punted back toward the mound. Larson will have to go back to his second baseman, Hiller. It works, and Davis goes down to second base. So Smokey Olsen trying to pick up a little insurance here in the last half of the eighth inning. He now leads in the ballgame 4-2. He wants to nail it down if possible. Big Frank Howard coming up there. Howard here this afternoon has gone 0-3. He has not hit a ball out of the infield. Last time Howard was up, he was a base runner on an error by Jose Pagan, shortstop. There's an attempted pickoff of the runner at second base, but it's not in time. Back to Chuck Hiller. Tommy Davis slides under. Last half of the eighth inning, one out, one on. Ball game standing 4-2 in favor of the Dodgers. Four runs, eight hits. They've committed three errors. The Giants, two runs, 11 hits. They've committed three. And here in the last of the eighth inning, the Dodgers are trying to pick up an insurance run. The pitch to the plate. Howard swings on it and fouls it off the end of the bat. Strike one. Regardless of which side of the fence you are on concerning the Giants and the Dodgers, there's one thing you've got to know. That your ball club has given everything it possibly could give in these three games in the playoff series. You can rest assured of that. Okay.
Big Don Larson's ready now. Down in the bullpen for the San Francisco Giants, little Billy Pierce, the left-hander, is up and throwing. Larson comes to the plate. Howard takes the pitch into the dirt, blocked by Bailey. One ball and one strike now, the count on Frank Howard. And we behind these NBC microphones have gotten a tremendous kick here in 1962 and bringing to you the action and the color that has surrounded this playoff series. We deeply appreciate the opportunity of being able to talk baseball with you for 3 days. My good friend George Kell here will be with you tomorrow, along with Joe Graziola, right on this NBC network, exclusively with the World Series. The 1-1 pitch to the plate, inside off the fists. 2 balls and 1 strike, the count on Frank Howard. All afternoon, the fans have been coming in here to Dodger Town. When we first spoke to you, we had a crowd of approximately 28,000 to 30. Right now, it is 45,693. Larson comes set. Looks down to Howard, delivers him 2-1. The pitch is again a jammer up against the chest. That's ball three. 3 balls and 1 strike. Last half of the eighth inning, one out. Davis walked and was sacrificed by Ron Fairley down to second base on a neat bunt back toward the mound. And Larson had to go back to first base to the second baseman Hiller covering. So the Dodgers have set up a scoring possibility here in the last half of the eighth inning. 4-2 as it now stands in favor of Los Angeles. Don Larson on in relief. This is not his ball game as it stands. It belongs to Marshall. The pitch to the plate, Howard takes over on the inside corner, waist high for the strike. Full count in the big guy, 3-2. Marshall, the departed pitcher, had an 18-11 record when he started off today. 3 times he had beaten the Dodgers. Only once had they beaten him. And he was 6-4 lifetime with the Dodgers. But Marshall is gone, and it's Larson out there now. The pitch, there's the runner breaking for third, swung and missed at the plate, and the throw down to third base is not in time, and it's a steal. Actually, Howard was swinging to protect the runner. A high outside pitch. He strikes out, and Davis picks up a stolen base. That'll be the fourth stolen base here this afternoon. Meyer Wells is 0-3. Hey, day in the morning, I tell you, these fellas went right down to those base paths this afternoon and running. Tommy Davis, hands on hips, talking with Leo DeRocher at third base. In the base stealing department, Tommy Davis had 17, and he now has 18. The batter is Roseboro. Time had been called, and Roseboro didn't know it, and Larson was throwing the ball down for examination. And Roseboro almost took a cut at it. There is the pitch now outside. They're going to walk Roseboro intentionally. Way outside now. That's the third one. Larson will throw ball four, and they'll put Roseboro on. There's ball four way outside. So Roseboro has been walked intentionally. Going up to Willie Davis. That is only the second base on balls the Los Angeles Dodgers have picked up here this afternoon. This one was ordered. Well, the runners at first and third. Second is open. There'll be a play most anywhere. They're going to load them up, apparently. Time has been called. Donatelli comes out and yells down to plate the pockets, and time is called for the moment. Now we're ready. They're going to work Davis and load him up and pitch to Robot. Make the play any place. There is ball two way outside. Alvin Dark strategy. Play anywhere. There's ball three. Ball four will come whistling down now. There it is. Pitch down way outside, ball four. Willie Davis is blocked, and Eddie Roebuck will be coming up to the plate now. Roebuck fouled out in the third inning. His only time at bat so far. Talking about Roebuck, he's a fair-hitting pitcher. He bats today at 231. He has three runs batted in, no extra base balls. Three RBI for Roebuck. Now with the bases loaded, two outs last half of the evening, 4-2 the Dodgers. Don Larson will pitch to his opposing moundsman, Eddie Roebuck. And this is Roebuck's ball game to win it or lose it. The pitch to the plate, Roebuck swings, hits a grounder down to third base. Davenport up with it, makes his play to first in time for the putout, and that retires the side. So the strategy worked as far as Alvin Dark was concerned. He loaded them up, he got them out of there. In the eighth, no runs. There were no base hits, there were no errors, and three men were left on. The score at the end of eight, it's the Dodgers 4, and the Giants have 2. Well, say, if you're a homeowner who wants outstanding home insurance, call an Aetna Casualty agent. Ask about Aetna Casualty's newest homeowners policy, now available in most states. It provides fire, theft, and liability protection, all for about what you're probably paying now for conventional fire insurance alone. Now, that's quite a statement, but it's true. Yes, in most states, Aetna Casualty does provide fire and extended coverage plus theft plus liability, all in one homeowner's policy. And all for about what you're probably paying now for fire and extended coverage alone. Now, for the finest in all kinds of insurance, for family or business, look in the yellow pages and call an Aetna Casualty agent. You'll get top quality protection plus the extra value of PS, personal service.
The kind of service you deserve is PS, personal service, with an Aetna Casualty policy. PS.
Before we have more action here, let's go for another report on the spaceflight of Commander Sherrod.
Commander Sherrod has completed his six-orbit mission and is safe aboard the carrier Kearsarge. Now for official word, we switch to Peter Hackis, NBC News at Cape Canaveral.
Astronaut Walter Sherrod has been plucked safely from the Pacific Ocean. For a report, to Lieutenant Colonel John Powers at Mercury Control.
This is Mercury Control. Reports from the carrier Kearsarge indicate that Walter Sherrod is out of the spacecraft, is out on the deck, is being heated on the deck. He is smiling, obviously happy, obviously satisfied with the job. Well done. Repeat once more, astronaut Walter Sherrod has stepped out of the Cygnus 7 spacecraft. He's on the deck of the aircraft carrier Kearsarge. The NASA and Navy officials on board have greeted him. He is proceeding now toward the crew quarters where he will begin his debriefing. The Sherrod is described as smiling and happy and obviously satisfied for the job well done.
That's the word we've all been awaiting. The MA-8 six-orbital flight is over and appears to have been a complete success, perhaps the most successful of the three U.S. orbital flights. Peter Hackis, NBC News, Cape Canaveral.
That's the complete report from Cape Canaveral on Commander Sherrod's successful flight. This is Ray Cullen, NBC News, Los Angeles.
Al Helfer back here at Dodger Town in Los Angeles. We're in the top half of the ninth inning. Matty Lou batting for Larson has singled to right center field. Up now for the Irish team. Hits it down to shortstop. The play goes back to second for one. The throw to first is not in time. So I guess we have you just about caught up now. Harvey Keene runner at first base on the foreside of Matty Lou, who batted for Larson, singled to right center. And he's cut down from Wills to Burright. So we are in the top half of the ninth inning. Hiller is the man scheduled to come up to the plate. One out, one on in the top half of the ninth inning. A little time is called, and we'll take that time for station identification.
This is your sports station at the 810 spot on your radio dial, WGY Schenectady, a General Electric station.
Right back here at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, Hiller is not going to do the batting here. It's going to be big Willie McCovey. The big guy is just stepping into the plate. McCovey, a left-hand hitter facing Eddie Roebuck. One out, one on in the top of the ninth inning. The pitch to McCovey. A fastball low for ball one. Well, we've had things whizzing today, haven't we? Willie McCovey, utility outfielder, utility first baseman. Sidearm pitch to him is low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. So it's come down to the very last ditch as far as the San Francisco Giants are concerned. They're behind by two runs. The Dodgers leading 4-2. We're in the top of the ninth. Ron Fairley's in right field defensively for the Dodgers. The pitch inside, ball three to McCovey. Tim Harkness has taken over first base. Eddie Roebuck comes set. 3-0 is the plate. The pitch, low ball four. Well, here in the top half of the ninth inning, the tying runs are on now for San Francisco. And we're going to have a runner in this ball game right now for Big Willie McCovey. Looks like Ernie Bowman. Yep. Second baseman Ernie Bowman has gone on the run. So the situation here in the top of the ninth inning is that Harvey Keene is at second base. Bowman is on at first base. And Philippe Palou is the batsman. He's had one hit and four times up today. Eddie Roebuck in trouble. Sidearms the plate. The pitch is taken inside. Ball one. The Giants have left nine men on here and going to bat eight times. And they have two men on here now in the top half of the ninth inning. Pitch to the plate, swung on. There's a bounding ball foul outside of third. Los Angeles Dodgers, by the way, have left eight on here this afternoon. The score stands right this minute, 4-2 in favor of the Dodgers over the Giants, and have had to come from behind to do it. And I imagine George Kell will have a lot to say in commentary about this ball game when it's over. Harvey Keene steps away from second. Bowman off at first. The pitch taken inside off the elbow. Oh, Philippe Palou's count is two balls and one strike. One out here in the top of the ninth. There's action down in the bullpen for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Stan Williams is throwing. And someone else back in the chute where we cannot see them. Also throwing. Got some action down in the bullpen for Frisco. I think that's left-hander Billy Pierce throwing down there. Sidearm pitch. Inside and tight for ball three. The Roebuck, who has been the great reliever for the Los Angeles Dodgers, is digging himself into a little bit of trouble here in the ninth inning. A little bit more than he now has. He has runners at second, first and second, and one out. And with Alou, he is 3-1, and Mays is due up next. Now Roebuck is ready. Top of the stretch he goes. Comes set, delivers sidearm pitch, swung on, and hit foul down the third base side. Three balls and two strikes. That is the count on Philippe Palou, the right fielder. Philippe, with one hit and four times up today, carried a .316 batting average into today's play. He had 25 home runs, 98 runs batted in. So I think you could say that Roebuck has his work very definitely cut out for him. Keene leading off at second. Bowman leading away from first. Sidearm pitch way inside, almost got away from Roseboro. That's ball four. Time is called as the bases go loaded. Bowman moves down to second. Harvey Keene on over to third. And now the tying runs are in scoring position at second and third. And Eddie Roebuck's in trouble. And here comes Walter Alston out to have a talk with him. I don't know, George, how you would feel about it, but tell me something. From your past experience, just how tough would it be? How would it feel to be down on that inner defense right now, knowing that the bases were loaded behind your pitcher, and the tying runs were in pretty good scoring position?
Well, it's a tough situation. This is just about as rough a situation as you can have. Because the pennant is riding right here on every pitch. They've come right down to the wire. And Smokey Alston has moved to the mound for a conference, but he's going back. There'll be no pitching change. He wants to keep Roebuck in there. Roebuck is a sinker ball pitcher, and he's hoping that somebody will hit one on the ground hard to one of the infielders, and the Dodgers can turn it into a double play. They have a two-run lead. The base is loaded with one out, and Willie Mays the batter. Now,
I don't think things could be much tougher than that. Here's the pitch to Willie Mays. Swung on and hit right back off Robuck's glove. He cannot hold it. The bases are loaded. The run comes in to score. It'll be a base hit for Willie Mays to drive in the third San Francisco run, and now the tying run is at third. Willie Mays, a line shot right off the glove of Eddie Robuck, the pitcher. He could not hold it. Alou has moved to second. Bowman is on at third, and coming in to score here in the top half of the ninth inning, Harvey Keene. That is the fourth hit and the first run off Robuck. Now it is 4-3, and time again is called. This time it's Leo DeRocher going to the mound to talk to Eddie Robuck, and I think that's going to be all for Ed. We do know that Williams has been in the bullpen cranking up for the Los Angeles Dodgers. There have been two down there. One pitcher we can see, the other one we cannot. So we'll have to wait and see who Smokey Alston calls upon right now to try to stop and stem this tide in the top half of the ninth inning. Talk about thrills and seesawing back and forth. Drama, tenseness, pressure in action. We've had it all here in the past 2 days. The first ball game was a runaway for the San Francisco Giants at Candlestick when they defeated, behind Billy Pierce, they defeated the Los Angeles Dodgers 8-0 on a fine three-hit shutout pitched by the little left-hander. It's going to be Stan Williams coming on to relieve. He relieved and was the winning pitcher in yesterday's ball game that went 8-7 on the final score. But Robuck is coming out of there. He pitched the sixth, the seventh, the eighth, and one-third of the ninth. So he's pitched 3 1/3 innings. And Williams is coming on. Stan Williams, let's check up on his record again just to be sure of it as he strides in from the bullpen to the mound. Williams is coming on in his 40th ball game. He's pitched 185 and a third innings. He's got a record of 14-12. A round of applause for Robuck. Stan Williams will be pitching here in the top half of the ninth inning to Orlando Cepeda, and the bases loaded behind him. And these men on the bases, of course, the responsibility of Robuck, who could be the losing pitcher in this ballgame now. Williams is being called upon to hold the line and turn him away. He has a 14-12 record, picking up his 14th win here yesterday. 14-12, he has an earned run average of 4.47. He's pitched 185 and one-third innings. The big burly right-hander out on the mound right now has a record with the San Francisco Giants of 2 wins and 4 losses. Yes, sir, this one's going right down to the wire. Stan Williams has come on in relief. We can set the Dodgers for you defensively now as they have made changes. Tim Harkness is at first base. We told you about that. And Ron Fairley is out in right field. So the infield is Harkness at first. Larry Burright at second. Gar Wills at shortstop. And Jim Gilliam is at third base. Tommy Davis, who started at third, is in left field. In center field, Willie Davis. And out in right field, Ron Fairley. So we have a real tight squeaker going here in the top half of the ninth inning. It's 4-3 in favor of the Dodgers over the Giants. The bases are loaded, and Stan Williams has come on here to try to stem the tide. Let's see if he's able to do it. The runners on the bases right now, the responsibility of the now-departed Eddie Robuck. Orlando Cepeda. He's had one base hit 4 times up today. Right-hand hitter. Williams delivers to him. Fastball, swing and a miss, first strike. Ernie Bowman, the runner at third base, will take a couple of jumping steps down off third, try to get Williams off his stride and shake him up a little bit. Willie Mays is the runner at first, Philippelou at second, and Bowman at third. Bowman representing the tying run, and Alou at second base representing the go-ahead run. 4-3, that's how it stands. The Dodgers lead it right this moment. Cepeda up there with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams on in relief, the third pitcher to be used by Smokey Alston. Backs off the mound and chases Bowman back into third base. He now pitches the plate that swung on. There's a fly ball to right field. Fairley is up to it, grabs it,
They're going to try to score. The throw comes in to the plate, not in time, and it's a tied-up ball game. Alou, also tagging up, moves over to third base. Cepeda commits the second out. Fly ball to right field, a scoring fly ball to give him 114 runs driven in. The run is off Roebuck, and it's all tied up now at 4-4. The go-ahead run is on at third base in the person of Alou. William Hayes just held right on at first. He wasn't going to move a muscle. So there are two outs here in the top of the ninth inning. And, of course, the hope now for the Dodgers is that they will be able to turn the Giants away and have the tie ball game going into the last half of the ninth inning rather than to be behind. Roseboro has gone to the mound to talk to Williams. Wills has gotten into the conversation, and now it breaks up. So off fights right down to the last part of the wire. The important runner, as far as the Dodgers are concerned, is Philip Alou at third base. The batter is Ed Bailey. He's had 2-for-4 this afternoon and has driven in no runs. He singled up the middle and singled to right. Bailey, a left-hand hitter. Tennessee boy leans over the plate. Williams comes set. Delivers the pitch, just swung on and fouled away. William Hayes bluffs going to second base to try to upset Stan Williams a little bit. Big right-hander has plenty of trouble on the bases behind him. Not of his doing, but he's been asked to get the ball club out of it. Philip Alou, hands on hips, stands just off third, talking to Whitey Lockman. Now he steps down as Ed Bailey gets ready to take a look at the next pitch. The count on Ed is 0-1. Mays steps away from first. Williams ready, delivers the plate, pitches high, gets away from Roseboro. There goes Willie Mays. He'll go on down to second base. Holding a third, Philip Alou. One ball, one strike count on Ed Bailey. Willie Mays stopped midway between first and second. He thought time had been called, apparently. And then seeing that the ball was still in play, he made a dash for second and made it. So he's on at second base now. A wild pitch charged to Stan Williams. Ball almost got away from Roseboro. Now they're going to continue on and put Ed Bailey on at first base. Ball three. And Williams will throw ball four. Roseboro was going to go out to talk to Williams. I just called him back, said that's only ball three. Now there's ball four. An intentional pass given up by Williams. Now that puts it all up to Jim Davenport here in the top half of the ninth inning. The bases are loaded. The runners at second and third are the responsibility of Roebuck, whom Williams is relieving. At first base, Bailey is the responsibility of Williams himself. We still have activity down in the Dodgers' bullpen. As soon as we can find out who that is down there going, we'll let you know. Jim Davenport stepping up to the plate. See, Jim has been up there one, two, three, four times. He has one hit to show for it, a bunt single down the third base side. Last time up, he hit into a double play. That was in the eighth. Williams leans forward. Now he comes down with the first pitch. Davenport takes high. That's ball one. Billy Blue is on at third. Willie Mays at second. Ed Bailey on at first base. Top half of the ninth inning. All tied at 4-4. The Dodgers and the Giants. Davenport waggles that wood back and forth. Williams ready to come into him now. Starts his motion. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Way inside. No bridge. Davenport has to hit the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. And I imagine that'll keep Davenport from digging in on Stan Williams. Two ball, no strike count on Davenport. Roseboro out in front of the plate yells something to Williams, then comes stomping back behind the plate. The bases are loaded here in the top half of the ninth inning. Two runs have been scored by the Giants. They are in a tie now with the Dodgers 4-4. Now we're ready.
2-0 pitch. Taken over for the strike. This all started here in the ninth inning when Matty Lou hit for Larson and singled. All of the runs that are being picked up here by the Giants in the ninth belong to Don Larson. Starting pitchers today are off the hook. Williams ready. 2-1 to the plate. High and on the inside. Billy Pelou came charging about halfway down from third base and might have shaken Williams up a little. Well, one thing for sure, if Williams misses the plate this time and walks Davenport, he walks across the lead run. It's all tied at 4-4 right now. Williams is ready. Roseboro puts him up as a target. Davenport waiting. The 3-1 pitch to him with the bases loaded. Inside ball four. Well, Davenport walks. He'll get credit for batting in his 58th run of the year. Bailey goes to second base. Mays moves over to third. And Billy Pelou walks in to score. And that will be charged to Roebuck. The walk, of course, charged to Williams. So here in the top half of this inning, three runs have come piling across for the San Francisco Giants, and they're leading it 5-4, and the complexion has changed again. DeRocher is out to talk to Williams, and that's going to be all for Williams. Let's see, Stan came on here in the ninth inning to pitch to the first baseman, Cepeda. So he's pitched one-third of this inning, just one-third of it. Down the bullpen, the signal is out for, I believe, a left-hander. If it's a left-hander, probably will be Paranowski. Someone has been warming up back in the chute, and we can't see who it is. But now he starts to come out of the bullpen, we'll be able to pick him up. Ron Paranowski is coming on. Paranowski will come on in this ballgame now to pitch to Jose Pagan. See, there have been eight men come to bat here in the top half of the ninth inning, and the Giants have scored three of them.
So the left-hander Paranowski will be pitching to Pagan with the bases loaded. Here's Al Helfer.
All right, George. It is a tough situation. Jose Pagan coming up, the ninth hitter here in the top half of the ninth inning. There are two outs with these bases loaded. Paranowski will go to Pagan. Jose has been up there four times. He has two hits to show for it. He hit a left-hander for two, starting pitcher Padres. He got two singles his first two times up, hit the left field. Willie Mays, a runner at third base. At second, Bailey, at first, Davenport. The pitch is swung on by Pagan. It's a long shot down the left field side. It is foul. Five to four the score. Ron Paranowski here in relief of Williams. Pitching to Jose Pagan in the ninth. With the bases loaded and two outs. Paranowski once has beaten the Giants this year, once they have beaten him. For his work this year, the left-hander has a count of 6-6. 6 wins, 6 losses. Mays, Bailey, and Davenport the runner. The pitch outside to Pagan. 1-1. All of the runs picked up here in the top of the ninth inning belong to Don Larson, who was Derek for a hitter. So Larson has actually pitched only one inning. And as George told you a few moments ago, we've got Bolin, a right-hander, and Billy Pierce, a left-hander, and Penn for Frisco. Paranowski's fastball is hit down to second base. For right, follows the ball. Up with it, makes his play. Not in time, a run scores. It'll be an error on Verright. He tried to make the play back to Wills to catch the runner coming down to save it, but he couldn't do it. He's charged with an error. Pagan is the runner now at first base on the Verright error. Davenport, the man he was trying for, is the runner at second. Bailey has moved over to third, and Willie Mays has scored. And we're going to have a batter now for Matty Alou. Bob Niemann will bat for Alou, who batted for Larson here to begin things in the ninth inning. He's the 10th man to come to bat. Bob Niemann. He was used yesterday as a pinch batter. Paranowski makes the delivery, and the curve is outside for ball one. came and batted in the seventh inning of the game yesterday and flied to center field. Batted for Hiller. Swings this time and pops it up off the third base side. Jim Gillion comes to the stands. He'll have no play. One ball and one strike to Bob Niemann, utility outfielder. He's the 10th man to come to bat here in this inning, in which four big runs have been scored. On but two base hits. There has been one error in the inning. And the bases are still loaded. Baranowski ready. Delivers to Niemann. The pitch is swung on and trickled away up the third base side foul. The runners on the bases right now for the Giants here in this big ninth inning. Ed Bailey at third. Base is Jim Davenport. And Jose Pagan is the runner at first. Six to four. That's how it stands. The Giants out in front. Six runs on 13 base hits. They've committed three errors. The Dodgers have committed four. Baranowski, fourth pitcher to be used by Alston, trying to get out of the inning now. Delivers to pinch hitter Niemann. It's taken outside. Two ball, two strike count. Niemann moving back up to the plate. Well, imagine that the Giant fans around the country right now are hooping and hollering a bit. Two runs out in front of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and this has been a bitter fight. Curveball swung on and missed for strike three. So that's all. There's Niemann batting here in the ninth inning. Strikes out. Out of sight. Four runs. On but two base hits. There was an error, and three men were left on. So the score here in the ball game at the end of 8 1/2 innings. It is the San Francisco Giants 6. The Los Angeles Dodgers have 4. Now, hear this commercial message.
Get in the groove. Leave the rest behind. With your move, swing out, swing out in a lark. Get behind the wheel of a lark. Drive the lark for driving fun. The lark's the car that loves to run. It's the car with more pizzazz. The lark's got all of that jazz. It's got class.
And it's fast.
It's got room with lots of zoom.
The lark stands out alone with the fire
of your desire.
Grab your gal or grab your guy.
Swing on down to your Studebaker dealers during introduction week now. He has the biggest news in automobiles for 63. Your Studebaker dealer invites you to drive the exciting cars from the advanced thinking of Studebaker. We're going to have a change in pitches for the last half of the ninth inning. Billy Pierce is coming on while he cranks up. Let's pause for station identification.
810 on your radio dial, your station for sports. WGY Schenectady. The time is 1 minute until 7.
With a 16-6 record, has come on to try to hold this one for the San Francisco Giants. He'll be pitching to Murray Wills, batting right-handed. The umpire's after the first pitch and fouls it away for strike one. The last time Billy Pierce faced these Los Angeles Dodgers, just a couple of days back, at the start of this series of games at Candlestick Park, he pitched a fine three-hit shutout over them, 1-8. Billy Pierce going to Murray Wills, who has been a base runner on each occasion he's been up there. He takes the curve for the strike. Six runs on 13 base hits for the Giants, and they have committed three errors. Let's see, they've stranded 9, 10, 11, 12 men this afternoon. Four runs for the Dodgers on 8 base hits. They have committed 4 errors and have stranded 8 so far. Pierce delivers. Pitch swung on and hits slowly down to third. Davenport charges. Throws to first to Cepeda in time. Wills is up. No one away here in the bottom of the ninth inning as Maury Wills grounds out. And they stop him for the first time today. Jim Gilliam becomes the batsman now, and Burr Wright to follow unless Smokey Olsen has any other ideas. One thing about it, this certainly has been a thrill this afternoon for 45,693 here at Dodger Stadium. Seesawed back and forth. Pitch is swung on by Gilliam, hitting right-handed, and it's a foul ball. Hit off the first base side to the stands out of play. Gilliam, as Maury Wills, is a pinch hitter. Coming up to the on-deck circle for the Dodgers is the hero of yesterday's ball game, Lee Walls. Pierce fires a curve in there for the strike.
Billy Pierce wheels it in there. Gilliam takes it high up for the face. One ball, two strikes. The Giants started off here this afternoon picking up two in the third. The Dodgers came back with one in the fourth. And then picked up two runs in the sixth inning to go ahead, 3-2. Pitch is swung on by Gilliam. He fouls it to center field. Willie Mays has the range on it, whacks him, it takes the ball, out number two. Then in the way of insurance, the Dodgers picked up a run in the seventh. And at the end of seven innings, it was 4-2 in favor of the Dodgers. And it looked rosy at that time. At the end of eight, it was still 4-2, and then lo and behold, four big runs came charging across the plate for the Giants in the top half of the ninth inning, and they are out in front 6-4. Billy Pierce now will go to Lee Walls, the hero of yesterday's ball game. Walls will bat for Burr right here in the ninth inning. Down to the very last out, as far as the Dodgers are concerned. Lee Walls, the right-hand hitter. Somebody infielder and outfielder. Pierce works him a curve, and that's outside and low. Ball one. Lee Walls has appeared in 60 ball games now for the Dodgers this year. He's hitting a 269. He has no home runs, 17 runs batted in. Cracked a double yesterday that scampered three runs in. Takes this pitch over for a strike. The count is one ball, one strike on Lee Wall. Outfield playing him slightly shaded to left. He hit his double, his base cleaning double, up the alley in left center yesterday. Came on to bat in the sixth inning. He hit for Roebuck at that time. The double with the bases loaded. Now the 1-1 pitch to Lee Wall. Tall, slender right-hand hitter. Billy Pierce, the little left-hander, comes into him. The pitch is swung on and hammered to center field. This should be the ball game. They put it. It's all over. And he throws the ball up into the crowd. So that's it. It's all over. And the San Francisco Giants are the champions of the National League. In the last half of the ninth inning, nothing across for the Dodgers. Here are your totals for the Giants to win this in the full time of three games played. Six runs on 13 hits, three errors. They had 12 men left on. For the Dodgers, four runs, eight hits, four errors. They had eight men left on. The winning pitcher will be Larson, and the losing pitcher will be Eddie Roebuck. I know that our good friend George Kell will have a lot to talk about in just a few moments. But say, here is something you should remember if ever you suffer from a pain of headache. It's a tested and proven way to relieve this pain. Yes, it's famous Anacin tablets. Now, here's why Anacin gives you more complete relief from the tense, nervous headache than you could get from aspirin or aspirin with a buffering action. Aspirin contains only one pain reliever and a buffering action, and you still have only one. But Anacin, that's different. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically effective active ingredients. Anacin not only relieves the pain, but also its nervous tension, irritability, and depression, and without stomach upset. Thousands of people were first introduced to Anacin through their own physicians or dentists. In fact, three out of four doctors now recommend the famous ingredients of Anacin. So remember, for fast, fast, fast pain relief, It's always Anacin. A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin. Just ask for Anacin tablets at any drug counter. Well, Mr. George Kell, it's all over. And we have seen a tremendous finish to the 1962 National League race. The final score here again. The Giants, 6 runs, 13 hits, 3 errors. They had 12 men left on. The Dodgers, going down to defeat, 4 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors. They had 8 men left on. Larson, the winning pitcher, Pierce hammered it down. And the losing pitcher for the Dodgers was Eddie Roebuck. And this is Al Helper at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California, with a most sincere thanks to our engineer, John Pollock, our producer, who certainly has been a busy man, Mr. Hal Ashby. And we're saying goodbye now from Los Angeles, and goodbye to the 1962 regular season. And don't forget the World Series starting tomorrow exclusively on this network. Goodbye now. This is your World Series Playoff Network.